This is going to be a fucking disaster.
Well done, sir.
I haven't seen the show in so long.
Ah, Fox, such a good show.
What is it?
So good.
It's
Cowboy
like
Bebop.
One of the coolest intro, like,
really
songs
is.
And, like, animated intros in a long time.
No, I've never heard of it.
Cowboy Bebop?
No, I've heard of it. I just never watched it.
So good. So good.
Hijinks of Sue podcast number 37. Broadcasting live on Ustream.tv and not live on MP3s in your hand. The Hijinks of Sue podcast, vidcast, simulcast, castcast. Your podcast by four geeks, four geeks.
By geeks,
about
four
geekery.
Geeks.
Yiki, four yiki. Minus one, because Josh isn't at the table, but he might show up later, which means today we have myself, Joel Watson from HijinksandSue.com.
Thank you, Jesus!
Eli, across the way.
Hey.
What was that? And Denise, who you apparently now can hear.
Yay.
And then Josh's empty seat, I'm going to light a candle on it. And if he finds his way here, great.
Like a widow's peak?
What?
Like that's what that's called, right? When the widows are waiting for sailors. No, that's where
I
that
thought that was when your
comes.
Hair came down
well,
to
that too,
point.
But...
I thought you... didn't you like wrap an oak tree around a yellow ribbon?
No.
What?
You tie a cat to an oak tree.
Oh,
throw darts at it.
Or you throw yellow, you paint a cat yellow and then
yes.
have him run up the tree.
Right. And then set the whole thing on fire. So this week on Hijinks and Sue podcast vidcast, we're going to do This Week in Internet. We're going to talk about potential Arrested Developments. Several shows that you may or may not have watched that have been canceled. Possible X-Men reboots. Cylon news. And then in This Week and Other Stuff, we're going to talk about some movies that we've seen, including Zack and Miri make a Kevin Smith movie, The Quantum of Solace, potentially Let the Right One In, if I understand correctly, and the True Blood series. And then we'll get to your questions in the mail sack after the show. If you're a member of vault.hijinksandsue.com, we'll be doing a post-show. Potential topics for that post show are the 15 worst movies that made the most money.
That doesn't make sense.
And 12 comic book shows that made it to pilot but not to series.
The what?
Most of them are terrible. So getting right into it.
Wrong.
This Week in Internet. And hello to all of you in the chat room. Welcome to Costco, I love you.
Oh, yeah. You guys, Costco.
Welcome to Costco. I love you.
So anywho, This Week in Internet's going to be a little bit different. We're going to try and do This Week in Internet as kind of a headlines opening segment where we just kind of blow through these things because there's really not that much to talk about, and we typically don't talk that much about them. But I want to get this information out there. I feel like it's important. Number one, Arrested Development movie is potentially a done deal.
I'm just not sure how I feel about a full-length movie in that. What are they gonna do? Have, like, a full movie of, like, inside jokes about the whole show?
The logistics of it seem impossible.
And then have a second movie with inside jokes from the first movie? I just don't know how that's gonna work. That's
it
very strange.
It kind of sounds like what Obama has ahead of him. A very difficult challenge.
Insurmountable. So it's going to take them 4 years of movies before they get it right.
Right.
In their second term.
Like, we all think it's a really good idea.
I don't.
And
Obama or the movie?
You know. Whoa.
No, I don't want his job, I'll say that.
Right.
But no, I don't think you can do an Arrested Development movie unless they've just got some secret plan that's just fucking phenomenal.
Man, I'm still going to watch it, but hell, I just don't know how they're going to pull it off.
I don't know, and I don't know what happened to all those writers after that, but they were in high stride at that point. I don't know if they can...
Think about this. One thing that I read that was just terrifying is I can't even imagine somebody would say this, was they were thinking that maybe George Michael wouldn't come back because he's been in so many movies that he commands a higher salary now.
And who I was cares? Like,
if they offer that guy a hot dog and a pack of gum and $5, he needs to come do this fucking movie. It's not going to be right without him.
He would do it because he knows that he has everything because of that show.
Sure.
Because he plays the same character. They're like, hey, you know that show Arrested Development you were on? We need you to just play that guy.
He's the same guy. Yeah, he keeps doing the wormy kid.
Well, he does it well. So.
Yeah, that's true. Could he do anything else, though? Look at him. I mean, he's got no chin.
Well, he did. He did.
Turtle head.
There was a show, and I think it was only an internet show. It was him and another kid.
Yeah.
He played like that real bossy, like real strong type of character.
It was called something like Internet Celebrities or like We're Super Famous.
It was just like Bob and Bob, you know.
But it was really, he was playing himself, wasn't he?
Yeah. They were trying to write a show or I don't know. There was something like that, but he tried playing like the strong asshole type sort of character, but he was still a total loser. It was funny. It was funny because
I haven't seen that show.
It wasn't George Michael, so I was like, "Oh man, non George Michael's hilarious." Is that recording?
Yeah.
The fact that he was doing the opposite of George Michael was funny, but I couldn't see him doing anything else because all he was doing was, "I'm just going to be the opposite of the character that you've seen me for so long."
Well, it's not like he's a fantastic actor. He's just fantastic at playing that character. George Michael as a character is one of the most like refreshing things on television. Like it was just so perfectly executed what they did with him. But to wrap that up, I'm wondering. Think about it this way: even though the Serenity movie didn't do well financially, it was triumphant as a movie, and I think non-fans could get it. So there was inside information for existing fans of Firefly, but it was accessible to non-fans.
Yeah, but
it's not enjoyable, though.
It's way different.
Do you really think that? Do you really think that a sci-fi fan wouldn't have enjoyed Serenity?
Oh, maybe. Well, I don't know. I mean, I had friends and family who never watched the show, and then they saw the movie, and they were like, it was okay, I guess.
But were they sci-fi enthusiasts?
They weren't against it.
I'm not anti-sci-fi.
It's easier to pull off. Here's the thing.
No, I know. Arrested Development's 100% inside jokes.
That's what I was going to say. It's easier to pull off a Serenity movie because it's like, wow, that was a kick-ass action sequence. Or it's like, that was a really funny moment in Arrested Development, but it was nothing like the show.
This is the only thing that I'll call their saving grace, is the pilot of Arrested Development is hilarious.
Sure.
And you know nothing. You go in with a blank slate, you know nothing, and it's the funniest thing on TV. So if it's possible...
I have to watch the show again.
I just don't...
Over and over.
I've seen it about 4 times straight through, and I'll start it again. I'll watch it on Hulu just for the hell of it.
I've left it kind of just in the background running, but I haven't seen it all the way through again since the first time.
Next internet is... this is just kind of a funny one. Cracked.com. They're loosely affiliated with the Cracked magazine, I guess. Most of their stories are like... top this, that, and the other lists, and they just keep doing lists, and then they do them on 5 different pages so they can up their page views, and then all their stories make it to the front page of Dig, so their advertising is probably making them a shitload. But one of their stories got plagiarized by a Mexican website called El Grafico.
Oh, I saw that.
So instead of doing...
No affiliation.
Yeah, no.
Just to be clear.
Eli does not work for, nor has he ever worked for, El Grafico.
Unless, well, no.
What does that mean? Spanish.
It means the
Grafico.
The giraffe. Grafico.
The giraffe.
It's a giraffe are very exotic to our.
It's because they all have gender. It's the male giraffe, the old male giraffe. So instead of doing anything about it, they just changed all the hot linked images. So they left the actual images, but they put text over them to where it's like one of them says, "Hey, you know what's neat? Plagiarizing." And the next one says, the next one was like a couple in bed and they just put a giant dick over it. Like a shadow of a huge dong.
Just a shadow, though.
Yeah, and on the next one they put the world's oldest male stripper. And like all of them are like, you probably shouldn't be stealing our images, cocksuckers. And the next one was Hitler marrying a horse. And then below it says, Hitler never married a horse. This article's full of holes. So, and the final thing they put on there is, it's never a good idea to plagiarize someone else's work, but if you must do it, at least have the common sense to not link directly to the images. Eat shit. And so that was on their site for
that's pretty good, actually.
Some amount of time. And then the last one was actually a box with a ribbon on it that said, "Hey, shitheads, take the article down. Enclosed is your daughter's index finger."
Wow.
That's pretty good. That's a good way to get back at people. Hotlink my shits. I'll put monkeys having rough intercourse on your site or something.
Rough, not just regular.
They don't do it regular.
Oh, gotcha.
They only do it horrible.
Right.
Josh isn't here. Holy shit. It's all in here. 5 minute shower, then driving your way. Josh is on
Wait,
the way.
Is that
apparently.
Code? Now that I read
that wasn't
this?
Even sent to you.
Yeah, that wasn't supposed to
accidentally
go
sent to you.
Yeah.
It's all in here.
It's all in here. 5 minute shower on the way. He's not talking about moving.
No,
stuff.
Are we talking about golden showers?
Yeah.
I don't want him in here.
He's all holes filled right now. 8:30. When do you think he'll be here? He's in McKinney. He won't be here till 9:30.
No, he if
it's
well no
pretty,
if he's
well,
got to run back to his place.
To shower?
No, he's showering at the new place.
Well, at Rick's, and it's on 121.
Anyway, whatever.
It's not that far.
Doesn't matter.
I don't actually know where I am.
So anyway, Josh isn't here, but Pushing Daisies was canceled. I'm sure many listeners and readers are sad about that.
I saw like a snippet of an episode while I was working out. It looked okay. I was watching the subtitles.
Brian Fuller makes fantastic TV shows, so I can only assume that it's great. Wonder Falls is one of my favorites of all time. I
haven't seen that.
I would highly recommend, especially to you. That is like a show for you.
What? Why?
It's just... That? It's the right mix of geeky and girly.
Oh.
That, like, it's your personality
oh.
in a show, in show form. It's Denise's head, the show. So, yeah, I would definitely watch it. So, Pushing Daisies, dead. He also said that... A couple of interesting things. If the show got canceled, which it did... That he might wrap up the plot in a comic book, which seems odd because it's like not a show that would lend
what?
Itself to comics. Apparently, there's a story.
It's about pies or something, right?
It's about
a guy who makes pies?
A pie maker who can revive the dead for 1 minute. So as soon as someone dies, he can revive them and find out how they died or what happened to them.
Duh!
All of Brian Fuller's shows are in some way mystical and odd.
What else has he made?
Wonderfalls.
That it? Okay.
He also was like one of the main dudes on Heroes, I believe, and I think he said he would go back and fix it if his show got canceled, which it did. So,
well, they need all the help they can get.
Those pig fuckers! I don't want to talk about Heroes.
Yeah, oh, I don't want to talk about it. That's like talking about the depression.
Yeah,
or like the recession.
It's
we're
depressing.
In.
Or your own current depression.
Yeah,
like this is how sad I am right now. Heroes. Though I will say, I'm doing a Heroes comic, I think, next week, so I shouldn't blow my load. But
why?
Because it's fun. It helps me work through. It's like a catharsis. Is the guy, Tim Kring, that produces it, in a recent interview called all of his, all the people that watch it, dipshits. He called them dipshits that can't program their TiVos. And then, like, the next day, he was like, I'm sorry, I didn't mean that. I'm a jerk. I'm like, you're a fucktard. Next thing, this was on iwatchstuff.com, that there's a potential X-Men reboot, movie-wise.
I saw that.
Oh, God.
I don't...
Helmed by the guy that makes Gossip Girl?
I don't know if I understand
that. Oh, my God,
that.
It's such a terrible
And it's going to be a year one type show. It's going to be, like, first class.
I gotta say, I gave Gossip Girl a try by accident. I was sick or something at home one day, and it was on, and I'm like, eh, I'll try it out, see what all the fuss is about. It's a terrible show.
Oh, I can only imagine.
Oh, it's so terrible. I can't even... No, nobody in that show is relatable at all.
Wait, Gossip Girl? What
it's
the hell
rich
is that?
People, it's rich people...
It's rich people high school.
Like OC. It's like the OC. Oh.
But in
no
New York.
No one watches that.
I think. In New York,
and One
right?
Tree Hill
something
or something,
that.
Too.
I've They're seen One Tree Hill. It's kind of different.
Don't they call it Gossip that. Girl because one girl has a blog or something?
Something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't
It's
care.
So exhausting.
That's so weak. Like,
no, yeah,
just
it's weak.
The sounds of it.
It's like LiveJournal, the show, MySpace, the TV
Basically,
show.
Basically, actually.
MySpace comments,
it
the
was,
show.
I mean, I've seen, like, the shitty, I don't know, teen drama things, and I will admit to watching some of them, like Degrassi, which I am, like, I don't know why, but
do you
I...
you watch the current Degrassi?
Yes, I do.
You do? That is four little kids.
I know, it's so great.
That is for 14-year-olds.
I don't care. I don't care what you're talking about. Blah, blah, blah.
Every episode, like, some guy comes out of the closet, and then someone does
or
drugs.
Someone's pregnant. or has a baby already. It's so good. It's
I watched the original Degrassi, but I was a kid.
Like in the 80s?
I watched the 80s one in the 90s when I was a kid.
Oh, man.
It was weird because
I don't even know what that
Kevin
is.
Kevin Smith starred in like a couple episodes because he's up in, he's Canadian and it's a Canadian show.
Oh, is this that show you were telling me about? Because it was on The Soup once.
Yeah.
And that's the only reason I know about this show.
Probably.
Because the original Degrassi was kids in the 80s with problems, and then the new one is like kids in the 2000s with problems.
Yeah.
Everyone has a band, and everyone's gay, and everyone is making out, and everyone doing drugs.
I don't care. It's awesome.
It's pressure. Too much pressure for being a teenager.
It's me and my sister Nikki. We binge on that every time there's like a marathon on the N.
The
N Network.
Too bad.
Which is not quite Nickelodeon.
N for not going to watch it.
You keep talking about that for a second. I just realized I have to go pee.
Actually, I just noticed Clerks was on TV the other day, and the
how?
Huh?
How can you put Clerks on TV?
No, not Clerks. Mallrats.
Oh, well, almost how.
The girl, Brenda, what's her face? She's wearing the jacket. It says Degrassi on the back, and that's like a tie-in because Kevin Smith used to watch that show or something. I don't know.
I didn't know that.
But yeah, he starred in an episode pretending to be filming a movie up in the high school. It's anyway. Whatever.
As Kevin Smith?
Yeah. Yeah,
oh,
he was
in
up
the
there.
New one.
Yeah. And
I thought you meant in the 80s he was like a kid in it or something.
No, he showed up in one of the newer episodes. Well, it was about a year ago or
something. Weird.
It was very strange.
Kevin Smith doesn't make movies in Canada. He makes them in New Jersey. Come on.
He's Canadian, apparently.
No, he's Canadian. I'm just saying.
Got to give some props, I guess. I don't know. I guess he's a fan, though, because he had
that
prop.
He was from New Jersey.
I don't know.
Someone's going to correct me on that. That seems odd. Anywho, X-Men High School Teenage Years.
Yeah, no.
They've done this several times comic-wise and cartoon-wise.
Right.
This is the origins of the X-Men. I mean, this is like the purpose of it. He is from New Jersey, says Nardak. Charles Xavier brings together this ragtag group of misfits and teaches them to use their powers. And in all the recent movie incarnations, you know, there's kids around, but the primary X-Men are established. So, I don't know.
I mean,
new actors?
Who gives a shit, though? I mean, it's X-Men's been done over and over in, like, so many different forms.
Oh, I'll still see it. There's not...
With teenage drama, I mean, unless they're blowing each other up, I don't really
I thought you were going somewhere else with that.
No, oh, well.
I was like, no, I will see that movie. X-Men blowing each other?
No,
that sounds
I don't
fantastic.
Oh, God, no.
Superpowered teen orgies?
You know, I wonder if there's a porno for that.
There's slash fic for it, to be sure, but I doubt there's an actual porn.
Mutant Enemies is Triple X-Men.
Okay, honestly, that exists, right? I mean, that has to have been
done. I
don't
see how.
We're about to find out.
Triple X-Men.
X-Men porn. There's already a hit at the top. Let's see what we got here. The sweet thing is...
X-rated men.
She bit off his... What?
All right. What?
It's anime like
Wolverine's
no,
dick
get
is like
out. Get out.
Snicked.
There's three
of them. Three adamantium dicks.
Like embedded.
Oh god damn! There's a lot of this.
Is it anime?
Yeah. It's all like
comic.
It's actually
drawings.
Not that bad. It's like comic art, but it's done with all like erotica.
Have you ever remember a few months ago when the link was getting around of the Transformers gay slash that was drawn really well?
Yes, you told us about
it
that.
It was like, Optimus Prime, I'm in love with you. I know, Megatron, I am in love with you too. Clank, 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 clank.
That's pretty good, actually.
Oh, man. All right, so anyway, X-Men reboot potential. I'd watch it. I hope they bring back Patrick Stewart.
As well.
I don't want to see anybody else as Professor X from here on out.
I couldn't even begin to think who would play
a younger Charles Xavier. Yeah. Oh, you know who could do it? Michael Rosenbaum.
Who's that?
From Smallville.
God
Lex
damn
Luthor.
It.
Joel. Well, yeah.
Joel.
That's it.
No, he's a good actor. He's been in other stuff. He's a good actor. He's just in a terrible show. Or
so
used to
he's
be.
Gonna have to be in a wheelchair though.
No, young Professor X was not in a wheelchair.
Oh. Even when he had the school up already?
Yeah, he got his legs broken about 5 times. Actually, his spine. Wow. But there's been about 5 times when they've given him his walking back and then taken it away to like keep things consistent.
I just cannot even give a shit anymore.
Oh, come on.
After the third movie, I just stopped caring.
You know what? As bad as that movie
it just
is,
killed my
if it
hopes.
Came on TNT, I'd watch it.
What, the third one?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah. It's been on HBO, I think, recently, and I had other options like... like
The Witches of Brestwick.
Oh, yeah.
Witches of Brestwick.
God. Yeah, it was on.
The Bitches of Brestwick.
Given
that
the option...
That would have been funnier.
Watching the breasts.
Breastmen. X-Men. No, wait, hang on. No.
That was actually a movie.
With David Schwimmer.
Right.
Yeah. Next item of internet is... Let's see. Oh, okay. I told you about this already. I don't know if I want to give away if it's really a spoiler or not, but one of the crew of the Battlestar Galactica is gay.
Three simple words. I am gay.
In fact, he's a space gay.
Oh.
And,
why don't they have space gay bars on the Galactica where they have to go hang out?
Think about this.
I was in the launch tube. Like, that's the name of the club.
Up. Well, there'll only be three of them, so I guess they fit. But
well, yeah.
So there's only 50,000 humans left. So that means there's, like, between 1 and 5,000 gay dudes left. That's got to be hard to date in that little colonial fleet.
Yeah.
You'd have to request, like, special transport from you. And you'd have to say, like, reason why. It's like, oh, because I'm gay.
Because I'm
business or pleasure?
I'm different.
Gay pleasure.
Like, how do you mean different? There's only 50,000 of us left.
Are you a Cylon?
How different are you?
He's a Cylon! Get out!
No, I'm just gay.
Oh.
Oh, he's gay!
No, he's gay!
Like, oh, yeah, it turns out that's illegal in the future.
Right.
They didn't seem to have a problem with Admiral Kane.
That's true.
Until it turns out her chick was a Cylon.
That's true.
They didn't like that at all. Then they raped her. A lot. A whole lot.
Yeah.
I'm pretending that never
But is
happened.
It really rape if it's a Cylon?
Oh,
we'll find out by the end, because we don't really know what a Cylon is right now.
It's like if they found out it's like...
No, if she's like
you've been dating a blow-up doll.
No, if she's like a fleshlight,
no,
then it's not rape.
That's terrible.
You cannot rape a fleshlight. I'm just gonna throw it out there.
But if
you can pretend to, but it's
you can
not.
Take out one of the batteries, so he can't do anything about it, and then
wow,
and
so
then
it
you
can't
attack
fight
it.
Back. Yeah.
Oh my God,
Jesus.
Anyway, next topic. Uncomfortable.
I'm not gonna say who it is. If you want to know, it's on the internet, and it's real easy to find out. And
if you haven't figured it out by now,
it's obvious.
Yeah.
But, so the show has already crossed the boundaries of making sure that we understand that there are space gays. That brings up a better point, that Battlestar is coming back soon.
When is that happening?
January.
I'm trying to muster up caring about that show
hole.
Again.
Yeah,
they watch the last
been
season.
So
they better have like a mega marathon.
Or something. Something's got to fucking explode
on
like
all
eight
channels.
Times.
I was reading like
on every channel
preview synopses of like the next few episodes, and I was like, wait, what? Like, I don't remember where we left off. I do remember that Earth was devastated,
Earth.
But
lame.
I don't remember all the lead ups
like,
to that.
The first hour and a half of the first episode is going to be like, previously on Battlestar,
right.
Yeah.
Then it's like, and then
lame.
The Earth cooled, and then the dinosaurs came.
And then the Cylonosaurs came.
Yeah. And they're like fighting between
ka-chunk,
each other.
Ka-chunk, ka-chunk.
And then the storm
Are
came.
Are they fighting? Or?
Then they built, an arc.
Okay.
And then the arc took away the Cylons and
right.
the humans from being near each other.
Then Optimus Prime landed, and then we had a whole different franchise. But
anyway.
Yeah. There's, so. I'm looking forward to it. I'm happy it's coming back. I've missed it. I'm ready for it to be over.
Seriously, like, Denise is right. I need to get pumped up. Like,
ready for closure.
Yeah, man. It's been too long. When was the last season?
I would
that
imagine
was, like, in the summer.
It was a 9-month break.
I would imagine that they are going to do some sort of, like...
August? Was it August?
Hardcore, like, push-up in around
well,
next
Well, sci-fi
month.
Doesn't have anything else to air. So sci-fi will show the
yeah,
entire
they do.
Series.
They got, like,
Doctor Who.
Tarantula Dawn 3.
What was it? It was Iceman... The Revenge, or
God, did you see
that?
What was the one they showed on the soup? It was the Yeti.
It was a Yeti.
With the Yeti, yeah.
And the Yeti like pulls a dude apart and like tosses him or something.
Now he beats him with his own leg.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Pulls off his leg and beats
that's
him with
right,
his own
that's
leg.
That's pretty good.
One of the sci-fi shows that I was made privy to on the Hijinks and Sue forum at hijinksandsue.com/forum was one called Demon Island, I believe. And Nick Brendon from Buffy is in it.
What?
And it features like a demon troll that was originally a guy in a rubber suit, but when they were done, it looked so bad, they like CG'd over it, so it looks even worse.
Wow.
Wow, that sounds like the host.
You gotta pay the troll toll.
Wanna get to this boy's hole, you gotta pay the troll toll.
Troll toll.
What'd you say?
Oh, that troll reminds me. That reminds me, actually, hey, since we're talking about like shitty movies, Rick sent us a link of this.
Oh, I haven't seen
man, this. You haven't seen the trailer? I thought
okay,
I sent
wait,
it to
establish
you.
What you're talking about first.
Okay, it's a blaxploitation movie called Black Dynamite. Find the trailer on it somewhere. It looks awesome.
Okay.
That's all
apparently,
I had.
Yeah.
We're having shitty movie night as soon as we can find it.
Yeah, I was talking to our friend James, and he said something about like, yeah, the premise is like, they get these girls and they get them addicted to crack. And then there's the scene where this one girl's like doing the airplane thing with another girl going like, stop taking the crack. And then she just slaps her and like shaking her.
Oh man,
her.
It's so good.
And I was like, what the fuck?
No,
are
no,
you
no.
Isn't that crack-sploitation?
No, the best scene about that movie is like, it's the guy is better than, you know, Shaft and every one of those like blaxploitation heroes combined. And my favorite Dolomite. Scene in that trailer is he's in bed with like a woman and she's like, that was the best night of my life, Black Dynamite. And then like another girl pops out from under the sheets like, me too, Black Dynamite. And then a third one pops out and like, that goes for me too.
And then it was like, but it was not that great for me, Black Dynamite.
No.
I have had better.
No, Black Dynamite looks at them and like, bitches better stay quiet. Other bitch is gonna wake up. And he's like, it pans out and there's like five other women in the room. So good.
Yeah,
it's so good.
Black
I can't
Dynamite.
Wait to see it.
That reminds me of Black Devil Doll. I just went to their website.
Well,
the DVD still has not come out.
Drum points out sadness. That is also the plot of They Call Her One Eye.
What is?
Getting bitches addicted to crack and then
that's
making
right.
them
That's a good point. That's a callback.
So
why were we reminded of that?
Getting done with This Week in Internet, the last two things I got here. One of them is just for Denise, because it makes me think of you.
Aww.
When I see science fiction and fantasy from the Philippines in a headline.
What?
And then I see that the book is called The Family That Eats Soil. What?
What?
First off, they eat some
like
freaky shit, but I don't think they eat dirt cakes. But Denise could correct me. I don't know.
The fuck?
Maybe they eat dirt cakes.
This is what I get for not looking at any of your links beforehand. I don't.
A quote from the book is soil again.
Wait, you need to read it. Like it's like, and a quote from the book.
A quote from the book. Soil again, groaned baby, who is turning one on Saturday. Soil for breakfast. Soil for lunch. Soil for dinner. Soil for sex.
What the fuck?
Don't tell me we'll be having soil on my first birthday. There, child, said mother. I promise we won't have soil. What then? It'll be a surprise. The words were barely uttered as baby's face lit up while munching on stewed soil. Doesn't sound much better than what Denise told me she ate or she's having
for
Thanksgiving.
Hey, shut up! It's fantastic. I don't care what anybody says.
It is oxtail and peanut butter stew. I'm not making that up.
It's called kare kare and it's...
Kare kare? Like furry curry?
No. It's oxtail and it's in stew... Okay, I'm not making it.
Stewed peanut butter.
Right.
How does peanut butter fit in
peanut
with stew?
Butter. I actually don't know how to cook it, so I'm
what
not sure.
What part of peanut butter makes stew?
It's freaking delicious.
You got yourself a stew.
It's good.
See, what happened is Carl Weathers went to the Philippines and somebody was throwing away an oxtail in a peanut butter jar. And he's like, whoa.
Basically.
Hey, put that in a pot with some hot water. Got yourself a stew.
Put that in a pot with some peanut butter,
some
green
beans.
Water.
Oh, man. It's so good, though. Okay.
Yeah. Hey, is oxtail just like they hack the tail off an ox and you eat it? Or is it like part of the tail?
It's the tail. I don't know what you mean.
I'm just saying that just sounds terrible.
The actual tail.
Okay, that sounds gross.
What do you mean?
It
has meat on it. It's like the same as any other part of the cow.
I bet it's not. I bet there are better cuts of beef than tail.
I'm just saying, it's still meat.
I think Elton Brown would
it's still
not
a protein.
Agree with you. Okay, so it's still... So yeah, the family eats soil. It's protein.
Anyway, we don't eat soil.
Last internet is that Seth Rogen is going to be executive producing or starring. I can't remember. I think he's just going to produce it. A show for Showtime about a porno shop.
Ooh, I'm in.
What? Yeah, I don't know. I mean, seems who like it would work. Seth Rogen?
It's got to be full of...
Man, he's in everything now.
God
he's
damn it, why didn't I everywhere. Think of that?
Did you see the... on The Daily Show, yeah, they were talking about Obama's new cabinet, how he was only going to put people in it that he used to be adversaries with.
Yeah.
And so it's got, like, you know, the Emperor from Star Wars and, like, all these, like, villain like Adolf Hitler's in it. And then Seth Rogen's in the back. And Jon Stewart goes, why is Seth Rogen in the back? And the guy goes, oh, he's in everything.
He is, though.
Yeah, he is.
He's
hot.
I would watch that show. Because if you think about it, that is a great premise. Because I'm sure if you knew somebody who worked in a porno shop, they would be like, "Dude, the stories I could tell you."
Oh,
like,
I used to have a drummer when I was in high school who worked in a porno shop called the Look Look.
Yeah,
and he had some stories.
Well, no, and I know that those stories exist because Alex's ex girlfriend, she used to work at Condoms to Go. And since she hated working there, we'd go throw her bone and we'd like hang out in the store and do Mad Libs because she's like, I hate it here. And we're like, yeah, we'll come hang out, make everybody else uncomfortable.
Yeah, I mean, like, okay.
And it really was funny. We're playing Mad Libs and people are trying to pick out dildos.
No, yeah, you're a respectable, and there's a difference in like a, you know, Sarah's Secret and like a porno shop downtown. Like, there's dildo shops here in Frisco, like next to, you know, postal places and Schlotsky's. But a straight up like seedy ass like jack off booth in the back porno shop, that is a place that a respectable person does not go. It's dangerous. It's frightening. There's genetic material everywhere.
Yeah, no, that's not true.
There's like AIDS on the wall.
That's not true. I used to go to those. I used to frequent those all the time.
That is gross.
What?
Hey, you know.
That's gross.
I was a desperate young man.
Just saying.
I was a desperate young man.
I would wager that you, by refuting that, you are proving my point. But I'm not sure.
Unreliable reference.
Yeah.
It's disgusting. Sweet.
So, moving on to topics. This Week in Other Things, which doesn't have a title yet. This can also be considered our new segment from last week where we try and recommend things to you.
Yeah, I don't really have an audio clip for this. And then I'm thinking...
We're 32 minutes in. We're doing all right time-wise. First thing we saw... This was going to be for last week when we missed that podcast. But we all went and saw Zach and Miri make a movie of porn. What you think?
I give it...
dildos is the scale.
I give it 3... No, I give it like 3.5 burritos out of 5.
Oh, it's burritos.
Fuck, I want some burritos.
Well, we all have our different scales.
I thought the movie had to determine. Okay.
This is just like last time.
3.5?
On what
merits?
Solid 3.5. It was actually a little more entertaining than I thought it was going to be. Like, I thought, like, it'll be a bunch of gag jokes. You know, like a dildo comes out, you know, or slaps someone in the head. And I'll be like, oh, man, that was funny. But, it was actually pretty. It was pretty well done. I thought it was pretty well written, in the sense of like it's a very awkward like situational like sort of movie. But they pulled it off. I thought it was pretty good, and it was surprisingly well done. But it wasn't like the best movie I've ever seen. It was odd that it really was sort of a date movie. Even though
there was a real romance in it.
Yeah, even though it had porno in the title.
Super unlikely.
Because when Josh said that, I was like, no, whatever. And then I was like, oh, I guess he's right.
It's like, I have two ways to rate this movie. 14-year-old me gives it like a 5 out of 5. Me sure. Now, 14 years later, almost, 13 years later.
How old are you?
I was 27, I think. I would probably give it like a 3 because I look at it two different ways. Number one, was it worth my time and my money because I was entertained? Yes, I was entertained. I laughed enough to make it worth the 2 hours and the $10. Was it a good movie? No, not really. And that's a hard distinction to make. I actually think it was poorly written, even by Kevin Smith standards, because it really was just 2 hours of people saying fuck. I mean, like, I feel like that's the way somebody's mom would review it, but it really was. Like,
I think, though, that's... And you and I talked about this right after the movie when we were in the hallway, and I was like, eh, that's kind of what I expect. I mean, if I wanted to see, you know,
he's
The Godfather...
Better.
I, you know, watch The Godfather.
He's had much better dialogue than that. I mean, he crutched on fuck so hard in this movie that, like, you could tell he just gets a boner from Seth Rogen saying fuck, because that was pretty much the only thing he said.
Well, yeah, but I mean, the situation around that movie, like, if that was a reality, if that really happened in real life.
I know, people talk like that.
Yeah, that's exactly how people would talk. And that's what I would expect to see.
See, and that's
whereas something more sophisticated, I'd be like,
that's a hard line for me to draw. Like, when I first started doing the comics, I was using a lot more cursing than I do now, just because. And I was like, well, that's because that's how people talk. That's how the people I'm writing about talk. And then someone goes, yeah, but if we wanted to hear people talk, we would go listen to real people. This is about writing funny dialogue. And I'm like, oh,
I can kind of get that.
That's a pretty good point.
But then again, I don't know. It can swing all the way to the other end. Because like I said, I was watching Mallrats the other day. And you watch it long enough and it's like nobody talks like that, like, at all.
No.
So it kind of, I guess he swings one way and then the other for his movies. I didn't notice so much what you're talking about in Zack and Miri, actually, that... I guess maybe because, like, people actually do talk like
the
that.
The jokes were like, fuck!
Right.
Fucking! Fuck! Like, those were the punchlines.
Yeah, I noticed that. And maybe just because, I don't know, that's how people talk around me. But
that said, I really thought it was okay.
Yeah, it was fun to watch. I mean, maybe like a rental.
I would definitely say rental above theater on
I
that
I would
one.
Say, with the 3.5 behind it, I would say, if you have a chance to sit in a theater and you got nothing to do...
If there's something better.
But if you miss it, it's not the end of the world,
right.
And it'll be just fine.
Here's how the movie eats its own head. It really is, like you said, struggling to be a date movie. It's trying so hard to be a romantic, make girls cry date movie about people who the first time they fuck is on camera in a porn. And, like...
But I like that, though, in the sense of,
different.
Like, I like that extreme awkwardness because... That is an awesome situation that a bunch of friends sitting around going, what if that really happened? It's like, that would never happen. That's so stupid. Like, that would...
I found it hard to suspend disbelief for that.
Oh, it was easy. Granted, it's very easy for me to do that, like, which is what we'll talk about later when we get to True Blood. It's very easy for me to... I like watching the scenario that could never happen. Like, and this is... I think this is kind of one of them, even though... Granted,
I think
I'm
vampires
sure.
and porno love stories are a bit different. I mean, one of them is complete fiction. The other one is potentially based in reality.
Well, but you think, like, who would actually be in such a desperate situation they would do porn?
People that make porn. Not happy,
but these,
funny
that's what I'm saying.
Dudes that are like, yo, we're best friends, let's make a porn. Cool, we should fuck, totally. Like, no.
Hmm. I don't know.
But it was still funny.
I hope that conversation never happens here.
That would solve some of my
hey, Josh. What do you think about a three-way?
I don't know. You have enough
dude,
of a...
Dude, getting Josh into a porn would be about as hard as getting Josh into a porn.
He already has like a foot in the door.
He just rips like the stripper pants off. He's like,
ready to go.
You tell me.
Let's go.
My name's Dirk Ramrod. Let's go. Next thing. Oh, Josh isn't here. Talk about Quantum of Solace. Okay, Eli, True Blood. True Blood, what do you want to talk about?
Well, they just finished the first season.
Don't spoil anything because I plan on watching it all at once.
Yeah. They.
Oh, so good.
It. Okay.
Sorry.
Well, here's the thing. I only watched it based on... Okay, I saw the trailer and I was like, vampire movie, why not? Give it a go. But then I had no idea what I was getting into. The first episode... threw me for a loop-de-loop because I was like, whoa, wait a minute. This is a lot of information to consume right now. Are you kidding? I don't know if I'm going to like this because they're like, okay, you have to assume...
Tons of backstory.
You have to assume all these things right now and go. And okay, that's it. That's all that time you had to take it in. So at first, I don't know if I liked that taste of them doing that to me.
The taste of the true blood.
Yes. But it only took about 3 episodes to go like, okay, you know what? That's kind of interesting. By halfway, I was like, huh, I'm really like really interested in seeing next week's episode. By the end of the series, I was like, okay, fuck the intro movie. I'm going to just fast forward to this because I really need to get to the meat and potatoes like right goddamn now. I was really happy that there was a show that made me want to really, really watch it. And it's a very comic book movie. You have to like suspend a lot of things in order because you can't. They throw all the vampire stuff out the door, you know, like the ideas of what we know about vampires.
They're more like blade like, vampires, right? It's biological versus not even satanic.
Not satanic.
It's not demonic. It's right. Biological.
Yeah, it is biological. Yeah, it's like a disease. Basically. They don't know what it is, you know, blah, blah, blah.
That's blade.
They have all these rituals that they have to sort of go through, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, it's still like a societal thing.
Yeah, and it makes that cool, but there's so many, like, there's probably about 5 or 6 different other moving pieces that go along with the main really story. That's what makes that show interesting because then you start really buying into the other characters, the side characters. Like, yeah, the main, what's her name? Anna Paquin?
Yeah.
Is the main
Rogue.
Character.
Her name's Rogue.
She's actually not really the main character per se because all the other characters carry so much weight that I kind of bought off on that. I kind of liked it. I was like, huh, because it...
Is it almost an ensemble?
There's a brother... it's actually a little Battlestar-ish because you care about like what Chief is having to deal with his wife, and you're having to worry about what.
Damn it, Kelly, you're such a whore.
Yeah,
you fixing the fucking spaceship, and goddamn, make the baby stop crying.
You care about all these other side characters. Chief's tail. And I bought into all that on
she
True Blood.
She was so annoying.
God, I'm so glad she died.
I know, man.
If she's the final Cylon, I will quit life. I mean, that's who I thought it was originally, but.
She was fine during the middle of the show. Anyway.
His job was so important. He strapped bombs to ships that were saving their lives. And she's like, why don't you ever come home?
911.
Come home to your bitch wife and your screaming fat baby.
Why did that baby scream so much?
All right. Yeah. You know what? We don't need to be talking about that right now.
Anyway, sorry. Keep going.
Yeah. Anyway, before we completely get off topic, I would... 4.5 out of 5 burritos on that one.
Really? I don't know. I love that show now. And
for
it's
campy reasons or for quality reasons?
Well, here's the thing. Here's the other
first,
thing.
No, at first I thought it was pretty campy. And at first I couldn't really... I almost stopped watching because of Anna Paquin. Like, she gets on my nerves like easily now for some reason.
And see, the thing is, I don't like when people say stuff like that.
What?
When they're like, well, I don't like watching so-and-so. I can't watch that person. They just can't act.
Everybody's got somebody like that.
But this show is...
Oh, come on. You've never stopped watching a show because somebody can't act?
No. Actually, I haven't. And this
He's
show...
He's better than you. Don't you realize?
This show, you can't do that with this show because...
His low standards?
Well, no.
It's so easy to do it with this show because her accent, is pretty... Somewhat
she talks
cheesy.
Like Britney, right? She's like, hey, y'all.
Yeah.
This ain't a pack with Spears, y'all.
But that's how people from there talk.
No, I know.
How you
well,
get
that's,
pregnant, y'all?
My point was that it was campy in the beginning, and so it was like just trailing me along. Like, yeah, all right, I'll watch it. There's nothing else on. But then it got so good towards like the middle and towards the end that didn't matter. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, it got pretty solid. Like about three.
And she actually gets better at acting for some reason.
I think I'm
reason.
Having a vampire baby, y'all.
Yeah, that's kind of what it was.
This vampire was up in my cooch. Now I'm pregnant, y'all. How'd that happen?
She talks like that, and you have to deal with that. Like, you have to deal with that with a couple
face.
People. Because the rest of it is too good to, like, push it off
really
of that.
It really is.
And then the girl from Mean Girls is in that.
Which one? The blonde?
No, the lesbian.
The one they think he's lesbian.
Oh.
She's in that. She's actually really good.
Because she's gothy.
No, she's all
she's
like
actually
hippie
not
femme, like
this.
All like
it's
know,
it's
like
very
flower girl.
I think, and I was telling Denise about this, and I'm sure Josh would agree if he was here, but he can't.
But he's not, so
he won't. But it was actually pretty well casted when the season finale kind of came through, because there are a lot of characters where I'm like, man, that guy is so shitty, but at the same time, he's very well like he plays that part really well, and I can buy into it.
I also like the fact that they ended this season not with like a huge giant cliffhanger. They ended it like just a regular episode. Like, here's another mystery, but like, if you don't watch it for the next few months, you'll be okay.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
It's not like you're like,
it's not like, oh god, I need it right now.
You're
I need
a hit. Like Battlestar.
I need a hit.
Yeah, no, they're not. You're not throwing your couch out the window, going fuck this.
See, the only way I'll be able to watch it, since I don't have HBO, is I'll have to like go take a hard drive to Josh's, get the whole series, and then watch it all at once on my laptop or something. What is it? Was it a whole season or is it 13 episodes?
I don't know. It was like 8. It seems like it was 8, 9, or 10. It couldn't have been more than 10, I don't think.
Now, you said you wanted to talk about a movie called Let the Right One In, but do you actually know anything about this movie?
Damn it, I wish Josh was here.
All right, we'll save that for if he gets
here. Did he see the trailer?
Well,
we have a fuck ton of mail sacks, so we've got plenty of stuff to fill.
It's another vampire movie. It's unfortunate that it's come out under the umbrella of Twilight.
Blah.
But
I am so
what?
I kind of want to see that movie, but I don't want
to. Oh, no, shut up. God. No. I kind of want cancer.
But I don't want to pay $9 to see it. So I'm waiting and sneaking into like the dollar theater. I've read the whole book.
Okay, so
like a week ago.
The more stuff I read about the Mormon connection, the scarier it got. Turns out she is a devout Mormon. She's like way into it, and basically everything that happens in the book is an analog for Mormon faith, and it's terrifying.
I have to read up on that.
Yeah, I've read like 4 articles that were like, holy shit, this book is super Mormon. And the whole thing about like how bad sex is, that like by the time they finally
Okay, I get that, because the entire book, you know, remember how I said my first review before I finished it, like, oh, it's okay, it's the writing's it's mediocre, but you can kind of treat it as like a Harlequin romance in that it's nothing, you know, it's nothing serious, it's just popcorn.
Yeah.
But Harlequin romances are better, basically, because at least you get like,
yeah, they don't
you
do
get
it
somewhere.
They don't do it till the fourth book when they are married.
Oh, well, Jesus.
And when they do it, first of all, it's not even in the book. It's just implied that they do
right.
it. The next morning, she wakes up beaten and bruised because he's so much stronger than her, which is supposed to be a metaphor for like, you're going to have sex to get pregnant. But
it's
gonna
be awful.
You're gonna get fucked up, and you're really not gonna want to do it again. Don't do it for anything but getting pregnant. Don't do it for pleasure.
It's so like, I don't know. They hardly even kiss in the book, much less like.
The reason I've drawn the line from don't care to actively despise now.
You haven't read it.
Doesn't matter. This is why I actively despise it. I didn't care when it was just some teenage vampire book. I do care that it's like this subversive Mormon, like, sure. believe our values disguised as vampires.
I don't know, though. Do you really think? I mean, it's like 12-year-olds who are reading this for the cute vampire that's in it. I don't think they care about the Mormon message
in it. That's the point. They won't even know about it. You read it and you don't know.
Well, then
about
how
it.
Do they know? Like, how would they
I know? Well, like, how is that an influence?
I don't agree with
them.
Their message, and the message is in the book. So the book is teaching people that. Girls, for instance, like there's a part in the book where she tries to have a conversation about going to college, and it's quickly dismissed. No, we're going to get married, we're going to be together forever, and we're going to have vampire babies, and
how does that
college work? Is you're stupid. The message is that women should be at home, they should take care of their husband, they should
yeah, I haven't gone there.
You know, not have like lives or careers, they should just be the family. And everything about the book is like family, 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 family. Families are everything. You have to like blah, 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 large family, incredible, perfect family. And like it's
maybe
this...
later, not definitely not in the beginning, though.
No, yeah. I'm talking through the whole 4-book series. Right.
Is it 4 books then?
Yeah, the whole thing? Something like that. Cause, like,
4 or 5, right?
And the guy is extremely dominating. Like he watches her sleep and he carries her everywhere. Like right. physically carries her, picks her up and carries
her.
Well,
he's super strong since he's a vampire, and they
have
superpowers.
Have fucking legs,
and he can.
It's
read
a very
minds
dominating.
Fucking,
I think it's a very negative stereotype for girls, especially young girls, to be reading that, thinking, "Yes, I want a boy to take care of me and
well, I don't know,
whisk
that,
me away metaphorically and physically."
Well, that's the same kind of thing as watching, like when we were little, though, watching all those Disney movies where the prince will come and save me.
I won't let my daughter watch.
I'm
those.
Just saying, like when we were growing up, though, that's what we watched. I don't know. I turned out okay, I think.
No, because but if you're strong enough to make it through negative stereotypes, but I bet a lot of
sure,
kids aren't.
Sure.
So
I don't know. I think
Obama will take care of this problem.
No, shut up. He doesn't take care of everything. God.
Yes. Dan Stevens, NBC Nightline. Mr. President, what do you plan to do about Twilight?
Are you going to...
I'm not familiar.
We may do something Twilight? About the time change, if that's...
No. Not daylight savings time.
Or? Mr. President, we're talking about...
I've outlined this initiative for daylight savings time. No, vampires. What are you going to do about the vampires? I was not aware that there were vampires.
Well, we will get them jobs, and we will...
Right.
All right.
Vampire jobs and health care. One question to you, sir. Do vampires need health care? Because if they do... It will be affordable and available.
This is also, I think, why I like True Blood so much, is because this is like, this is the better version of those books, like by 10 times almost, because at the it has a cohesive story and like strong female characters also, and they have sex all over the place in that show.
Yes, I support all of those things.
So I'm like, all right, well, that's what I need to An watch instead conflict. Of Twilight. Right.
Yeah, they're without... And I guess we can move on, but the one last thing that makes True Blood interesting is the...
we've already moved on.
There's a serious tie into like drug use and things of that
that's
nature.
That's true.
Which is really well done on that show. Like, I was pretty shocked. So that's what makes that like even better in the sense of like how they sort of deal with that subject matter and make it very interesting in that
show.
Everybody
fucking watch
it. I have
to
read this out loud in the chat here. One of the Ustreamers, nameless Ustreamers, says, all right, let's say a vampire can get it up. They can't blow a nut, right? And then Mike, you are quickly becoming my favorite person. Mike Brady says, I refuse to speculate on vampire ejaculate.
Oh, that all rhymes.
That should be on a that should be on a shirt. I refuse to speculate on vampire ejaculate, sir.
Yeah.
I said good day.
Yeah.
I said good day, sir.
That would be awesome. With like just a bat. Silhouette.
Right.
I don't know why this is any kind of argument. They're dead to begin with. Why would anything make sense that they do?
No, yeah. Well, see, in Buffy, it was explained with like, you know, but it's magic. So anything they can do, the fact that they can walk around and survive is magic.
Right.
Period. But like blade vampires, they're not even dead. So they're
like
do anything.
Infected, right?
Is yeah, they can do it. They have a disease or not.
Well, in True Blood, they are dead. They
right.
they are 100%.
They do say that
they are and show that they are dead.
They do say that,
but they do.
But it's
they
magic.
Do
they're
say,
still walk around. So it doesn't matter.
They do say, yeah. Beyond that, they're like, but we don't understand how any of this works. The vampires actually say right. that.
It's
they
just,
like,
it's
they're
just
like,
what
we have
they
no,
do.
We have no idea.
Yeah, it just
that'll
like,
have to be
how
like topic for season two or something where they'll get more into like
I don't
the
think
origin.
I don't think they are. And
I don't know
I
that
think,
they're gonna bother. I think that's okay.
Yeah, no. I think it's totally okay.
They make that show so well.
All right,
that
too much True Blood.
Okay.
Moving on.
Watch it.
Mail sack. This week in mail sack. First question is from Johnny Ace.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm gonna condense this. He's basically asking, what is your most all-time favorite thing to eat? If you were on a desert island and could only eat one thing every day forever, what would it be? Oxtail peanut butter?
Pickles?
That's not a real answer.
Come on.
Pickles are not your favorite food.
They kind of are.
Are you serious? I've never once seen you eat a pickle.
I like pickles.
Not even one time.
I buy the little ones. The little
I saw you eat a fried pickle and it contained a shard of glass.
Yeah, that's true.
That counts.
I like that. I like my pickles with a sprinkle of glass every now and then.
You liked it until it tried to kill you, until it fought back.
Okay, I'll answer that question saying, and it means that I would never gain any weight.
Oh, okay.
Then potato. Like, just baked potato.
A potato?
Well, it says, I'm just saying, there was a potato tree,
yeah,
and I could just grab baked potatoes.
It says potato tree.
No, pre-baked potato.
A baked potato tree. Listen.
I pull it out the baked potato tree.
There's, if you can have vampires that can do it, there's baked potato.
And if all I can be on a deserted island that no one's going to be able to fucking find.
Ooh, maybe it's
because
Dharma Island.
I don't want to have baked potatoes if I'm going to put on all the, if that's carbs,
they're
like
just
going to hit me hard.
The french fries come in bunches like bananas.
Yeah.
You just pick them off the tree.
You pull the baked potato out of the middle and just throw away the fries.
Yeah. Wait, what?
What?
No, you dig them up out of the sand, but they've already got like sour cream and shit.
Chops. Yeah, it's all pre-made.
It's in foil, actually.
All right, so that's me.
Probably my favorite meal, and I'm not saying food, I'm going to say meal. The best thing that I like to eat is just a damn fine steak with a baked potato and all the trims.
And you're saying trimmings. You would eat that every day?
I could, absolutely, yeah.
And then, yeah, Justified if you never put on the weight or whatever.
No weight, no, and honestly, you know, no getting full, so I could have three or four at a time if I felt like it.
Yeah.
Top that off with like a nice dessert, like a cheesecake or something.
Shut up.
Fuck yeah. That's awesome. Denise, what part of the ox's tail would you eat?
Shit. Actually, no, that wouldn't. It's too heavy, actually. I don't want to eat that forever. That's actually kind of a
goat
hard
balls?
Question. No, I've never had those.
Live
I
baby
think.
Duck fried in
no,
oil?
I'm past that phase.
Oh, the grease is burning my things! Quack, 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 quack! As it's like shooting its wings right. around because it's
that's
alive.
Actually the most terrible thing you have to make. You have to put it in a steel cage and then submerge the whole cage in grease. Wow.
That's freshly made. I don't know, either pork adobo with white rice and a side of mango, or
Jesus,
that's really
that puts
good.
Ours to shame.
Or
Trump's
think...
and Josh's would be balls.
What?
Aww, you would eat every day that's would be not balls. Nice. Come on.
He's not here to defend
oh,
himself.
Okay, that's good. And or fried chicken for some reason. I really like fried chicken.
Fried chicken's fantastic. Do you ever go to Babes?
We went there yesterday for lunch. So good.
Have you ever been before?
No, that was my first time.
It's fantastic. What?
No, wait,
did you
no. We went to Bubba's in Dallas.
No.
We've been to Babes.
Babes is right by Eli's old apartment.
Yes.
If you've been there, okay. This
wait,
place
what?
Is fantastic. Babes Chicken.
Babes is
my
the
old apartment. Oh, you're talking about in Dallas, down by SMU.
No, there's one in Frisco now, right by your old apartment.
Well, no, it's a
they
little
just
further
built
down.
It.
What, oh, really?
What old apartment?
In the new place?
Yeah. Over by the Frisco Library? There's a Babes there now.
I don't know where you're talking about.
Okay, do you know where the Frisco Library is in Frisco on Main Street?
No.
Okay,
well, that's further down.
2 miles
that's like
from
down
your
the road.
I
it's not
that
near. It's whatever. Not like.
You talking about the one that's like near minutes. The soccer stadium?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not that close.
Where the hell is that near my apartment?
It's on the same side of the tollway, about 2 miles from your house.
It's
oh,
that close.
You made it sound like
it's
it was fucking
like five
oh,
or
whatever,
10 miles.
Dude. I could
anyway,
go, I could go piss.
Anyway,
on it
it's really
house.
Good.
It's irrelevant. This joint, you walk in, there's no menu.
It's all you can eat fried chicken.
All you
yeah.
can tell.
No
them,
wait,
no.
The
meal
it's
is
all
you
can
all
eat
can
sides.
Eat. Yeah, there is no menu. You tell them fried chicken, chicken fried steak,
or
roast,
chicken fingers.
No,
yeah, no.
Roast
smoked
catfish
or smoked chicken. I think that's an option.
There's like five black entrees, and then they bring you all these country sides, unlimited forever, and it's just so fucking good. It's unbelievable. I love that
it's
place.
All kinds of food. And then whenever you're done and you have leftovers, they just give you like a plastic bag.
Yeah, they give you a Walmart bag.
Yeah, to throw your chicken in.
So anyway, if there's a Babes, I don't know if it's Dallas only, but if you find one,
yeah,
eat there.
Yeah.
Oh my God, eat. But Bubba's is pretty good too.
What
I like
that?
Bubba's
a lot.
Like a
that's
diner.
The original in Dallas, but it's more casual because it's you go there as if it was like a fast food restaurant. You just order from the cashier and then you sit down.
Like
so it's more casual.
I mean, like Luby's.
No,
it's not like a buffet or cafe style. It's just like if you went to Popeyes.
It's like Grandy's.
Right, Grandy's.
It's exactly like
you
that.
Just
oh, okay.
go up to the cashier
oh,
and
okay.
they pull out chicken.
But it's way, way
it's
better.
So good. I actually like that better than Babes, like the batter on the chicken.
Next question. This one's really good, but I have a feeling we're not going to be able to answer it because it requires too much thought before time. Drum says, if you could insert yourself into a movie, not to change the plot, but to experience it alongside the characters.
I already got it.
What would it be?
High Fidelity.
Wow.
Would you just work at the store?
Yeah. I'd be one of the guys walking around looking at the records and...
Making top five
hanging
lists.
Out, yeah, trying to hang out, make top five lists with them. And plus, the movie takes place in Chicago, so I would want to just hang out at all those places.
Wow, you've been just waiting for this question.
I've always had the answer to this question.
Oh, this came pre-prepared.
No. I've always known that would be the movie I would want to be in.
Like, instead of like nice. Tron or something.
I've always known that.
Huh. Denise?
That's a hard one. I don't know. Probably.
I'll extend it into anime. You can also be in anime.
No,
if you
I don't want
to.
Anything in anime. I don't think. Totoro in the... Yeah, so I can ride the cat bus.
What is that?
That's a Miyazaki movie.
Oh, okay.
From Studio Ghibli. I don't know, maybe Harry Potter. I wouldn't mind being a student.
Just one of the auxiliary wizards.
Yeah, I wouldn't even like a student in the
You'd
school.
Be an instructor.
That'd be awesome.
I'll answer it differently. When I was little, I used to watch like the same VHS tapes over and over and over every day.
Still
when
happens.
I would stay with my mom when she worked during the summer. I would go to work with her every day. We would rent like two movies for the week, and I'd watch them over and over every day. And I would always want to live in those movies. And they would be any movie where kids are being oppressed somehow and like form a team and build something and kick somebody's ass.
I see that.
So like the Ernest Goes to Camp where they're like, fuck the oppression. We're going to build a tank out of trees and then kick your ass. And then magically you stop developing this forest that you were going to develop. So there's that.
Never saw that one.
There was one called the Goonies is a Goonies. Prime example. Kids right. on Adventure. When I was like 8, 9, Absolutely. 10, that was where
adventure,
I wanted to be.
Adventure, treasure.
Yeah. And I never actually had an
Mine
adventure.
Was,
and then you freeze frame going, treasure. They're like, yeah. You don't have to...
Was it like
stage
Kenneth,
freeze?
Kenneth does that in that last 30 Rock. Did you see that one?
No.
That there was a 30 Rock about him shooting the never shot finale in Night Court. You ever see that?
No,
Kenneth is in love with Night Court, and so he gets Tracy to hire all the people from Night Court to come back and shoot the final episode never was, where they get married, and that he tells him that Kenneth is has cancer or something. He's a little kid. And at the end, when everything works out, Kenneth does the jump and the fist in the air. And everyone's like, Ken, what are you doing? And he's like, he's just smiling, like holding steady in the air with his fist up.
Was it on Sunny? Stage freeze.
You don't say stage freeze. Just do it.
Just do it.
Yeah, if you didn't see the season finale of Always Sunny, see it.
Pick one. Watch it on Hulu. A movie. You have to pick one.
I already did.
All adventure movies.
All kids kicking ass, and it was me when I was 10. That's my answer.
My answer is 10.
answer is me when I was 10, kids kicking ass movies. There was a movie called The Brat Squad, or The Brat Pack or something, about kids that like make skateboards that are motorized, and then they kick people's asses. And like, I loved all those movies with like kids taking
them.
Charge.
For me, when I was a little kid, I liked all the mystery books like Encyclopedia Brown and Nancy Drew, and I wanted
those
to be
not
that.
Movies.
No, I know, but this kind of counts because that's what I wanted to be.
I see. Nerd.
I read a lot. Shut
yeah,
up.
That's your problem. Crabstorm says, "What are your favorite or least favorite Texas-isms and why?"
I got over that. I was kind of forced into getting over that. I hated y'all when I first got here. Hated.
Let me extend Texas-isms to not only mean phrases, but like things that only happen in Texas.
I don't know. I don't really.
Or things that you wouldn't expect to happen elsewhere.
I think
how Republican is
yeah,
here.
Think,
does
I think
that count?
How entirely conservative
I
is.
Think people think... I think people who come here from... the North or whatever to come like to move to Texas for work or whatever it may be end up, at least from what I hear, are pretty surprised that it's not as fucking Wild West as they expect it to be. Cause you know, I have friends from Seattle, like Chicago,
well, Dallas isn't,
New York,
but other places totally
oh,
are.
Oh yeah.
But I just don't, I'm not there long enough to say I hate them or know enough about them to say like, well, that's just stupid. Like,
No, I'm saying like if someone's got a, this is a different question, but if someone's got a preconceived notion that like Texas is the frontier, go to East Texas, go to El Paso.
Oh yeah, that's I mean, true. But that's not so much frontier as like there just ain't shit. There's just nothing out there. Like
there are terrifying stretches of Texas that
absolutely
possesses nothing.
Yes,
no, and not even good stuff. Like oh no, it's good because it's farmland. No, it's just nothing.
It's just brush. Yeah.
It's actually kind of scary driving through those because you don't know, like, if your car breaks down, you're kind of shit out of luck.
When I was a kid, we drove from Beaumont to El Paso, which is literally from the right side of Texas to the far left side of Texas. It's further from Beaumont to El Paso than it is from, like, El Paso to...
California.
Like, the other side of... Like, the top of California, like San Diego
I believe
or something.
That.
But anyway, it was 24 hours straight, and there are places where for... 30, 40, 50 miles, you're driving through desert, and then every once in a while there's a mountain that instead of making the road around the mountain, they blew a hole through it. So it's like a mountain with a reverse mohawk. Like there's just a big section missing out of the middle of it, and a highway goes through it.
There are no Texisms other than like big hair that I can think of.
Because
I was in Chicago, I was like, I don't see that much big hair. It's weird. And then when I would see one, I was like, oh, she must be from Texas. Like,
well, the one, I've come to realize more and more that I actually like Texas. because everybody's so much nicer down here. Not that everybody's mean.
What?
Not that everybody's mean up north. It's just they don't have time to be super nice.
I think people are hate-filled in Texas.
No.
I don't know. Like, as far as, like, just being polite and, like, opening doors and saying, like, hey, honey, how are you doing? Like, things like that.
Oh, I hate that stuff, though, so it offends me.
Well, then get the hell out of my state. Get the hell out of my state.
I hate false niceness, and that's what she's talking about. People aren't actually that nice in Texas.
No,
that's
actually not true.
I don't know.
I think so. I've lived here my whole life, and that's my assessment.
I don't think that's true, because when I have been up north, like, she's right. And the other places I've been, like, nobody gives a fuck. And if you were, like, fucked
up...
And
it's not like they hate you, really. It's just that they don't have time to, or they don't know to bother.
I thought people were nicer in New York than they are in Dallas.
Are you serious?
Absolutely.
Really?
Yeah, that's
every
wrong.
Time we had, don't tell me that's wrong. That's my experience. Everybody we asked for directions was helpful. Everybody that we asked anything was extremely helpful. And in Texas, I think it's false. I think it's the same way that, like, you'd be like, oh, hi, honey, come on in. It's nice to see you. I really don't give a fuck whether you live or die, but we're supposed to be nice in Texas. Come on in.
I think I disagree with that.
I think you hate Texas so much that you have like a false assessment of that.
I don't have a false assessment of a place that I've lived for nearly 30 years. I know what I think about Texas.
And I think there's equal parts hate and genuine niceness here.
I also don't like people that are phony, and I think people are more phony in the South than anywhere else. Think about it. If everyone, let's say for instance that you did find a place where everyone seemed to be busy or rude, at least they're being honest. Hey, I'm in a hurry, buddy. I don't have time to fuck with you. If you're dying, I'll help you out, but otherwise I gotta get going. In Texas or in the South or in places that I've been down here, I think everybody's a little bit faker and a little bit like either that or they're just not interesting enough to be rude. Maybe.
Wow.
There's a fine line
there.
You have
a very low opinion of Texas.
Just people in general.
Okay.
It's not just particularly Texas, but I mean, like, I lived in two very different places in Texas. I've come from, like, small, shitty refinery town, super bumpkins, like, backwater, podunk, to, like, you know, probably the most sprawling metroplex in Texas other than Houston. And it's the same people, just in a different location. Like, the bumpkin stays. It just gets watered down a little bit here. But
that's interesting.
I think we've just had different run-ins then. I've had extreme other ends, you know, where it's like, you know.
Well, I can kind of see what you're going with, because there are the people that are super nice, but then they're like, oh, but only to white people, because not the other people don't count.
That's a good way to put it. If you're going to be super nice, be nice to everybody. That's what I'm saying. It's fake. Like, the same old lady that's like, come on in, sugar. Long as you're not black, you know, I'm real friendly to you. There's a lot of that. I can kind of see that. And that would
absolutely
freak other people out, man.
Yeah,
if you're
absolutely
from, like, Chicago, New York, anywhere with, like, a decent cross-section of culture and population, and you really experienced, like, flagrant racism here, and not just, like, one dude, but, like, you found yourself in a place where you were the only person that wasn't, that will freak you the fuck out if you're not used to it.
Oh, hey, Josh.
Hey, it's Josh.
He made it.
All right, so that's the end of the show. Thanks for tuning in to High Jinks and Sue Podcast.
What's up, hookers?
Did you bring me food? Can I have some food?
Guess we're done.
I'm gonna go back to the car and get my laptop.
All right, hurry up.
I'm going to steal your nachos.
So, go!
Ouch, coach, coach. Go. Yeah, hurry.
Anyway, so back to his real question, though. Let's say it's phrases. Phrases that you're tired of hearing that you would probably not hear other than in Texas.
I really don't hear all that many. So it's really just, it's big hair.
I think you've
just
gotten used to it.
It's big hair. Big hair. Really.
Okay. Like I said, when I first got here, it was y'all. It would drove me crazy. Now I say it all the time.
I guess I just don't hear it anymore. Like,
yeah. It's everywhere.
Melted in.
I can't stand the accent that I grew up with and the one that I had to get rid of later in life. That's,
you got rid of it.
It's a hard way to talk. It's a hard way to listen to people talk.
Sure.
Like, it's frustrating when people sound like, you can tell from my voice, my IQ is pretty low. Like, that to
really?
Me is,
I don't know.
Cannot
I think
take it. There's nothing endearing about it to me.
That's funny, because that was the exact word I was going to use.
it's cute.
It's endearing sometimes, usually. Not when people's being racist to you, but...
the racism and the rampant conservatism where it's not that it's wrong to be conservative or right. even religious.
It's what's expected.
Expected, yes. Right. Like, if you were in a room of... let's say you were in the mall in Frisco, sprawling, wealthy, and somebody were to walk up and say, "Praise Jesus," they would expect you to, like, return in kind.
Right.
And that would be expected
absolutely.
Of you.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And if you did
I
not,
can see that.
They'd be like, "The fuck is wrong with you?" And then, like, the whole crowd would be like, "What the fuck is wrong with you?"
Right.
That bothers me about this place.
I got witnessed to you once at Willow Bend.
I remember that. That was actually kind of funny. Weird. And weren't you wearing one of my shirts?
I think I was.
He was wearing the Fancy Bastard shirt, too.
They wanted to know what that meant, and I really didn't know how to explain it.
So, next question. Josh, for those of you just turning in, who happens to be Josh... Oh my god, that was almost gone.
Yeah, whatever, shut up.
We're in the questions now. We're in the mail sack.
Thank you, Jesus!
This is a weighted question.
Headphones?
Huh? He's got all this shit. He just didn't put them on.
Okay,
he's
I see.
Dumb.
All right, carry on.
This is kind of a weighted question. Oh, wait. I missed one. This is from Eddie. List of the 5 most unusual movie vampires. I think he just wants to discuss.
Man, I love this. This is like vampire episode.
It is. This is the vamp-sode. Let's pull up this list real quick and see what there, the... Uh-oh.
No
there's,
audio.
There's no snare in my headphones.
Bad link.
I'm kidding. It's fine.
No snare in here.
Hang on. Let me see if I can try and find this link real quick. News. Arama.
Wait, how many questions did you skip?
A few.
Oh, he can't get to all of
them. One of those was a bunch of people talking to each other. One of them was people talking about how we've already answered a question.
Got it.
most unusual movie. Come on, Google. Do your stuff. Vampires. There it is. Top 5 most unusual big screen vampires.
Go on.
Number 1.
Do go on.
Would you do me the honors? Thank you. Thank you.
Peter Lowe, Nicolas Cage in 1989's Vampire's Kiss.
Never watched.
Never saw it.
What?
And go.
Nobody. Okay, the next one's Blade.
Wait, how is that really unusual?
I don't know. Maybe this list is dumb.
Oh, right. He's right, blind? Wait, no, it's because he has all their strengths, but none of their weaknesses.
Deleted!
Then Claudia. Claudia from Interview with a Vampire.
That's good.
That was just
she
creepy.
Was an evil bitch.
The kid?
And she was like 5.
Yeah. I haven't seen it.
I meant
out.
To go rent that movie a
You've
few days ago.
You've not seen Interview with a Vampire?
I have. I'm just saying not in a few years. And I'm
I would
on
watch
this
it
like
again.
Big vampire kick the past few
if
weeks.
If you want to watch it again, I'd watch it again. It's,
dude, let's
that's
do that.
That's a fun movie. Mm-hmm. Like, even for it being Anne Rice and being super
and Tom
like,
Cruise.
Queer, it's
okay,
like...
Confessional time.
Yeah.
Go.
That movie is the reason that I first started growing out my hair.
Are you serious?
I am so serious.
I am Lestat.
I thought that Louis and Lestat were so cool.
Wait, how old were you? You were only like 10,
did
right?
You?
I was in junior high.
Did you know?
I was like 11 or...
Did you know, Josh?
What?
Did you know why you loved them so much at the time?
No, actually, that has nothing to do with that.
Did God you start
they
wearing...
They are not attractive at all.
Did you start wearing the roughly shirts
shit,
also?
Dude, I know. I think they're attractive. They look like girls. They're attractive
yeah.
enough.
And not doing it for me.
Oh, okay.
Right. Exactly sense. Why.
Deleted!
I felt...
Let's go watch that.
Has
let's go
that been going
that
on
again.
All night?
No.
Just when I got here.
I felt bad watching that at first because I was like, I shouldn't like this because, like, you know, it's like weird and creepy. I wasn't into like vampires yet. And I got to say, in retrospect, it's a good story.
It is. It's solid.
It's also got my number one quality for like
vampires
favorite movies of all time. No, is it it's epic. It spans hundreds
yeah,
of years.
That's true.
Any movie that has a really long time span, typically like Shawshank Redemption, that kind of stuff that just goes on for like 30, 40 years.
So like okay, Hellraiser in space?
Jason
oh my
X?
God.
Yeah. No.
Oh.
Well, Hellraiser in space takes...
That may be thousands of years. We don't really know.
Yeah, that's actually hundreds of thousands of years, no, I think, no. actually.
Anyway. That's a high-quality film. It's good vampire stories. Even though Anne Rice didn't do much, I don't think, good with
I never bothered to read her books for some reason.
I read Interview with the Vampire after the movie, and like the book was fantastic. And then I read half of Vampire Lestat, and I could not force myself to finish it because it was so self-indulgent, and it was gayer than I could possibly take.
When he becomes David Bowie.
I'm sorry. I was just like, no, that doesn't make any sense. It's retarded.
What's the next one?
Insect mechanical golden scarab in a movie called Kronos. We never saw that.
No.
And the number one, I don't think we've ever heard of either. All right.
What's number one?
I've already closed it.
God, you can't. Command Shift T.
I've never heard of it.
Command Shift T.
Yes, the second part of his question is, question for the group, hypothetically speaking, if you were able to try any illicit substance without any drawbacks, addiction, losing your shit, bad trip, crucial hangover, eating your own skin, what would it be?
Oh, it's a good one.
So it's high only. And nothing bad.
Okay, so the question is asking,
and
like,
it's once. It's magic.
Well, then, right. Wouldn't they all be the same?
What have I not done?
Peyote.
I'm kidding. That's not a bad answer. Although I didn't really expect.
No,
any really
you
bad
want
side
you
effects.
You once
want
said,
a spirit. You wanted to do something that would normally fuck you up.
You once said abstinence.
Absinthe does not.
Oh.
Fuck you up. Absinthe
you know,
is just pure alcohol. It's
that's
not
legal now also. Here.
No. If
depending on how it's made, it can be a hallucinogen.
Yeah, it's a myth, true. Though, that it's it's super beer that makes you drunk and high at the same time.
No,
it's not.
I actually know somebody who tried to make it and then was hallucinating for about 24 hours.
They did it wrong.
Anthony Bourdain did it like when he was in Paris, and he was tripping out like for a day.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was.
That shit is pretty powerful. You can pretty much hallucinate on
I'm assuming
shit.
The legal version then would not.
Oh, no. No. It's called absinthe, but it's really not.
Oh, really? Oh, that's disappointing.
They don't have the... Is it wormwood that they can't legally put in it?
Yeah.
And that's the whole point?
I have Newt.
Shut up.
Tale of frog face toad. Anywho.
I don't know.
Crack. I don't think crack makes you feel that good ever.
Don't know.
I'm pretty sure.
I would do LSD.
Am I correct though that actually crack is one of the only drugs that you can be addicted like the first time you do it, and that you never actually get like super high. You just get addicted and then need it almost instantly afterwards.
No, I don't think that's correct.
There's
I mean,
this show.
It's
on,
true that you can get addicted to it.
I know Amy Winehouse might make you think that, but
I
really
no,
don't know.
No.
I really don't know.
There's this show on. I think it's A&E or something. That it's called Intervention. And do you see that?
Oh,
you watch
God,
that show?
I've seen like 5 minutes of it, and it's the girl that inhales the computer
sprayer. Oh, I saw that too.
Oh, yeah.
That James, seems so fake.
That was like the saddest. Like, it's not even a real drug. You're that pathetic.
I thought it was a College Humor video for the first half of it, and then I was like, this is real.
That's
like,
a great show.
James,
it's so depressing.
James from work sent that to me, and I was like, what the fuck
For anyone
am I
who has
watching?
No idea what we're talking about, this is a clip you can find on the
James
internet.
James is like rolling on the floor laughing
this
at
chick
it.
Chick is really addicted to like keyboard
air.
Cleaner,
it's
canned air.
Yeah.
And
she's doing whippets, basically, without the
bag or any of the...
Yeah, no, not without even like not trying to get the CO2 like in her brain. She's just spraying the canned air into her mouth and huffing it. And she's not even actually huffing it. She's just eating it. And it made her crazy.
Thank you.
And so she goes to like her like Costco or whatever and buys like a pallet of the shit. And she's like, I probably buy this much. In just a minute. I probably buy this much like every day. And she's got like 40 cans. And she's like, it's not illegal, so they can't stop me.
Next time.
And then the whole time she's talking, she's just going. Yeah, so anyway. Holy fuck. It was so depressing.
Depressingly funny.
That's a great show.
It was hilarious.
It is a depressing ass show, though. It really is.
I don't know.
It's so good.
Okay. See, I don't know. Crack.
Crack for you.
I would do LSD. Crack doesn't really hold a whole lot of appeal to me.
What does that do?
But if the question is,
what?
you could try it just to know.
Is that not the same?
No.
No.
They don't do the same thing?
No.
I don't know anything about drugs.
LSD is acid.
I would do
so.
I would
so
do
what
ecstasy
does that do?
Anyway.
That's a hallucinogen.
What is LSD?
Yeah.
It's actually LSD. A truth
so
serum.
LSD
is one of those awesome drugs that was invented by scientists for military reasons.
Yay.
Or for...
Oh, I saw like... Did you ever see... I think it was on Reddit or something at some point. But the government did some experiments, obviously, like back in the 70s. I think it was with LSD. They gave it to an artist So they were like, all right, in the beginning, before they gave it to him, they had him draw a portrait. And then as the drugs were kicking in, they would ask him to keep on drawing. Yeah. And the whole time he's just like, keeps on like freaking out like more and more. Towards the end, like, they're just squiggles. It's so great.
Not to say that every drug doesn't do this, but LSD specifically changes the way your brain works. It changes the way you perceive reality. It changes the way you perceive sensory input.
That's why we do it.
Your brain is capable of many different things than normal function, but normal function is balanced so that you can function. But you could jack up your sense of touch, or you could jack up your emotion, or you could jack up, you know, to where an apple tastes like 1,000 apples. Right. Like, you know,
a lot of it is about cross-wiring senses between each other. Good.
Yeah, it can create synesthesia.
You can see a sound and you can hear a taste.
That's what I heard about it. So what is,
which is actually a disease called synesthesia, where people can hear numbers or colors associate with sounds, or, you know.
So what does E do? Is that just like ecstasy? You feel euphoric, or
It's euphoric, and it's also a stimulant. It can keep you up for days and days on end.
Keep drinking that water.
Hijinks and Two does not endorse the consumption of illegal substances.
No, that's and again, I've never done any, so I'm only know what I know from TV.
It's actually Joel. Honestly, I would love to see you on shrooms.
Does that do?
It's hallucinogen.
It depends on. And very, very, very mild. But you're already funny enough, and things be like, it actually amplifies humor. I'm pretty sure that if we both did shrooms together, you would kill me with words.
Or with a knife. That'd be funnier.
Surprise.
The one time I did drugs, I stabbed you to death, and I was like, see, it was bad. You're dead now. I win.
And I'm going to be like bleeding everywhere and still laughing.
Oh my God, it's my blood. And you're painting pictures, and you're like, the higher I get, the pictures look weirder. I'm dead.
But yeah, right. shrooms were pretty fun. I would do that again.
Then I guess that's my answer. Whatever. Next question. Mute Enemy says, does it seem like the quality of cartoons has declined over the years since the 80s? And we finished the last podcast talking about 80s cartoons.
Yes.
I'm not going to say that the quality has declined. I'm going to say the priorities have gone to a different place.
Okay, such as?
Because now we have things like Frisky Dingo, where...
Let's talk about cartoons focused towards children, then.
That's what I meant.
Well, okay, I think they're few and far between, because you end up with, like...
Well, then I have no idea.
Wait, you end up with, like, stuff that's more recent, like SpongeBob or Dexter's Laboratory, which are actually quality.
You really think SpongeBob is quality? Really?
SpongeBob? Yes. Serious. Mm. Oh, my God.
It's funny.
SpongeBob is extremely high quality. There are layers to SpongeBob. There's a layer for the kids, and there's this whole other layer for adults floating above it. There's innuendo. There is fucking sexual innuendo in that cartoon.
I just never got that show. The whole thing just freaked me out.
Well, there's an pineapple under the sea.
Is that an
innuendo? SpongeBob's fur pants.
One
of the dudes from Mr. Show is a character on it.
I just can't do it. I just can't
watch it. That's how subversive and fucked up it
really
is.
I'll say the ways that I think quality has declined overall would be in terms, number one, of voice acting. I think that used to actually be something that people gave a shit about, and you had that core group like Peter Cullen from Transformers and, excuse me, all the people that were on like every show, like were the Transformers and were the G.I. Joes and were this and were that. And it depends on what show you're talking about, but the fact that CG has made the option of animating much more cheap, doable, I think it's being abused. So whereas as somebody making a cartoon, I probably couldn't make a great argument for no, we need 9 months lead time and animated by hand in Korea versus no, we can do it in 4 weeks with Maya. You know, That's a tough call, honestly. And if my audience is four-year-olds, I probably wouldn't give a shit. But going back, I appreciated better animation, as a kid.
Absolutely.
You know, honestly, okay. Animation-wise, Transformers and G.I. Joe is not really that great. It's better than a lot of things today. But then going back and watching Futurama, the animation on
that show. That's true. That's true.
But that wasn't for kids.
Well, I'm just talking about...
Okay. Mm-hmm.
The quality of that animation is mind-blowing.
Oh, no,
today.
It's leaps and bounds beyond.
And I'm not talking about, like, oh, we use CG for the ship, because...
Yeah, they're actually
like, the actual,
solid.
Like, animating a camera spinning 360 degrees around a normal character in that show, and it looks amazing, and they don't get all morphy and retarded, and,
Like that takes.
That's a good point.
Let me rephrase that to say that it's not that the animation was so good. I will say the drawings were better. But when you go back and look at it, you do realize how many anime tricks were used in our 80s shows of like, I haven't moved my body
for
45 seconds, but my mouth is going crazy, you know?
Well, yeah, and that was the thing. I mean, the whole reason for the ending of that was just because, like, as a kid, you're like, so when do I get the next episode? I don't know, like in a month or two, you know, because they could not turn those around fast.
Well, they'd make a whole season at once, though. I mean,
well, yeah,
you wouldn't release a season until it was enough to be offset and
but
get done.
But it's funny because, it goes into a much larger issue because, like, you know, kids don't know what's going on back then nearly as much.
What are you doing? I'll eat that. I'm starving.
Okay, I'm not trashing it. I'm just closing it up that trash may not fall
into information, it. Like, doesn't spread as fast. So, like, those episodes, yeah, they were like, we're just going to write a season's worth of episode and we're just going to dump whatever in it. And now it's like, I'm sure a lot of those are being, like, readjusted based on what's going on in the world around us. Like, Jimmy Neutron, Boy Genius and stuff like that were for kids.
Okay.
And stuff like that. Those would actually adjust around based on what was going on in the world. And that's because kids are a little bit different. I mean, there's so many varying degrees of what makes that better. Because, like, the funny thing is when I brought up that video intro clip of Jem, and I was watching it. I was watching it because we talked about it in the last...
Oh, you missed that. You bolted for that.
Yeah, during the post show, we were talking about, like, 80s cartoons. I watched that animation, was like, holy fuck, that is really good. Like, that animation is amazingly good.
But only in that title, only in the title sequence.
Only in the title sequence, but it was still really well done. And I was like, god damn, that's better than what fucking some people could put out right now with 3D, you know, available to them. And I was like, wow, you know. But I don't know if the quality is degraded as much as, like, the genre is adapted and maybe hasn't adapted
this
as well.
This is what I think the underlying issue is. If we're talking about shows that are marketed to kids, okay, all shows were always to sell toys. I understand that. I even appreciate it because the toys were good. G.I. Joe toys were good. Transformer toys were almost always kind of good. Some of them shouldn't have been made.
So they made the dinosaur ones.
Well, no. Go back and look at the ones that was like the Transformer on the cartoon. It's like, I'm a robot. I'm a crazy, well-defined, awesome robot. And you get the Transformer home, and it's like, you mean I just take the car and I sit it up on its end, and then
his
face pops up, and then that's it. It's a sticker. That's a piece of shit. There was varying degrees, but
you had your child heartbroken many times over that, didn't you?
Man, I had the Ironhide, the van. You should go look up what Ironhide looks like transformed. It looks fucky. It looks more like Johnny Five than Ironhide. So anywho, I think when it switched over to like Pokemon and like all the collectible card shows, like I gotta get all the monsters. There's like 30 or 40 of those shows now, and many of them are still very popular, which I think makes them still relevant. I think that quality went crazy down because there used to be stories. They weren't great stories, but there were stories.
Right.
And then there was just like, nope, let's just collect all the toys and defeat the evil prince. And that's the whole series, like, forever. So
I don't know. I just miss, like, the old school Disney and the old school, like, Warner Brothers
stuff. I've heard really good stuff about that series, Avatar, The Last Airbender.
Yes, that's actually a good show. I haven't seen it in a long time, but I watched the first and the second season, I think. It's really, really well done, actually.
So I guess if you're looking for it, there's high-quality animation still. But it probably was. I think,
honestly, the bar for entry... Really good. The bar for entry has been lowered so much by technology.
Right.
The signal-to-noise ratio has been totally fucked up. There are just as many high-quality shows, but you're also bombarded by a massive...
It's diluted by thousands of bad ones.
I think it's fair to say that.
Josh wins. Okay, next question.
Boosh.
I'm just skipping things here. This is a question for those of you still watching Sarah Connor Chronicles. This comes from Jeff. Does anyone else think season 2 is building up to the reveal that Cameron is a sex bot? It seems like they're pushing towards John and her falling in love. No, I totally get that. You watched the most recent episode, Josh? You're the only one watching it, right?
I have not seen the most recent episode, no.
All right. Well, and you guys aren't watching it at all, right?
Nope.
Okay.
I will say that last episode, or actually the last, I think, two episodes before that...
It's still just getting better.
...have actually improved enough to where I will admit that was a good episode.
Getting soda.
They're getting better and better.
At this point, after the last run that they've been on, if they finally found their their mark or whatever, their place.
I think it was always there.
It wasn't. You're wrong. Oh my god. But now, if they finally found their footing and they can keep doing what they're doing right now, I will enjoy that show for years.
Well, they are. I do think the subplot with Shirley Manson's character is actually kind of obtuse, and I'm already tired of her. I wish she would go away. But anyway.
She talks like a fucking robot well enough. Jesus.
Yeah, I don't like her. Also, she got old. She does not look good anymore. so anywho, the question, though, is Cameron is the Terminator that John Connor sends back to save himself, and it's a reprogrammed Terminator played by Summer Glau. And they have been hinting more and more in recent episodes that in the future, this show is odd in that, you know, the Terminator is always considered, the whole Terminator franchise is always considered that the future and the present coexist. Like,
it smells so good out there. It smells like brownies.
I think she's baking brownies. It's
a delicious smell.
God damn it.
Yeah. What? So anyway.
I think she's baking brownies. Nobody else finds that funny?
Not really.
I'm off mic laughing.
Thank you. Thank you, Eli.
Next question.
You still love me.
God damn it. No one cares. Next question. I agree, Jeff.
Not you.
What? Oh.
That's like when people misspeak Josh's name. That's okay, Jeff. It's Josh. Jeff Coat.
I've done that. And then they're like,
blah, blah, blah. And they're like, Jeff, Jimmy Boat.
Sure thing.
Jimmy Boat.
This question is from D to the G. He says, is there a band that you could be a roadie for in hopes of joining them one day, like Henry Rollins? I guess he did that. I don't know. Who would it be? The band that you would not only love, but actually want to be in.
I would love to be a keyboard guy in the back of Nine Inch Nails.
Like the guy that's just every once in a while going...
Yes. I want to be that guy.
All right, Josh. You're new. Say hi to everybody. This is Josh. Josh is going to be making smashing sounds and animal noises. Yeah, and my baby.
Oh, you need pig noises.
Yeah. Set to like a techno beat, like. I noticed today. I noticed today that a Nine Inch Nails song and a new Ben Folds song start with the same drum beat, and so I was like, "Hey, Ben Folds, it's still the drum beat." And then like 20 minutes later, I was like, oh, it's still the drum beat. Hasn't started the song yet. Anyway. Never mind. Eli, don't say Wilco. Too easy. Too easy. Don't say Wilco.
Ben Hornsby and the... No, I'm just kidding.
I don't even know who that is.
Radiohead would be an interesting band to be able to be a part of that. Because they have lots of percussion and keyboards that would be interesting to adapt to that. Plus, you know, they're cool. I don't know.
They're awesome. I want to
play the theremin for Radiohead.
Yeah. Only if I can... That was actually not a bad theremin.
It was also not a good theremin either.
Well, you know what? I'm not a fucking theremin, so it's understandable. Yeah. Denise, do you play any instruments?
No, I don't. So that answers that question for me.
I think I've already established, though, that you're in Shibamoto, so...
Okay. I don't know what that is.
It's two Asian girls that jump around and scream.
Oh, that sounds good.
Play instruments. Sean Lennon's in their band.
What? That's random.
He's their bass player. When I was... I've been playing guitar for about 15 years. And when I was about 15 or 16, I stopped wanting to make my own music, and I just wanted to play Foo Fighters songs. Because that was the year that Color and Shape came
there
out.
There is absolutely nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. Like, there was a 6 months period after Color and the Shape where I learned all the songs on the album, and I no longer wanted to write my own. I just wanted to play those 11 songs. And at that time, I could have joined them like that day and knew all the songs. I knew them perfectly. And that would have been like, dude, the happiest Dave
Grohl,
I could have ever
Dave
been.
Dave Grohl was totally waiting to, like, you know,
get snatch
you,
me up.
Yeah, get you in the band.
Well, you know, they've replaced the guitar player like four times. There was opportunity
for they're going to be in,
you know,
the,
at what
in
point
the top shift tonight.
Yay. That's why I don't like them anymore.
At what point is Dave Grohl just going to record himself playing every part? And
that was the first Foo Fighter album and a half.
Oh, okay.
Never mind.
What? What are you talking about?
He played everything on the first one, and he played like two-thirds of the instruments on the second
okay.
one.
Yeah, you know what's funny about that first one is if you listen to it and you're a musician...
It's kind of shitty.
Yeah. Yeah. You're like, yeah, and then you're like, wait, is it slowing down, or is my foot tempo not... What's going on? Yeah. And then... You're like,
it was actually an 8-track tape demo. I mean, it was it was recorded on shitty equipment in a basement studio.
No, yeah.
You can't sing at all on that album.
It's funny because whenever I hear something that I really like, I start doing the foot drumming, or like I start playing bass with my right and my hi-hat on my left, and I start, you know, kind of tapping on my knees.
Dick, yeah.
Yeah. And I start twirling that around. And use it as a gong. Use it as a gong stick.
God damn.
Gong. But that record in particular, I was like, yeah. Then I was like, what? Wait, what the hell's going on? Why is this slowing down? Wait, am I losing it? Like, am I getting old in my age?
Well, the guitar parts are kind of bad too.
Yeah,
it's a great record, but yeah,
it's good in that like recorded. It's good if you were to go over to your friend's house. And go the like,
sum,
dude,
the sum is greater than the parts.
That's kick ass.
Yeah.
No, yeah, totally. I mean, it's
the second one is nearly awesome. Perfect, and it's been kind of a steady decline since then. But
wait, which one was number two?
Color
and
the
Shape.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, no, that's a fucking rock.
I actually
masterpiece.
Give.
Oh,
I
that's
give,
one of the that's one of on the top five of like greatest follow up to
every song on that
best
album
sophomore
is
album
amazing.
Ever.
Best yeah. best sophomore.
Is that didn't that entire album get released on Rock Band? Like
recently, you should
two
get
weeks
that.
Ago.
You should get that, and we should go do nothing but that for a
hey,
week.
Hey, yeah, totally. Well, get Eli, and he can totally hate drumming on it.
No, just
all over again.
So that's my answer. 16-year-old Joel wants to be in the Foo Fighters. Current Joel doesn't want to have anything to do with it. He, you know, this same questioner, D to the G, mentions an article. I almost even want to talk about it, but that Chad Fuckface from Nickelback says, "Put down your Guitar Hero and learn a real instrument." And
Shut the fuck up and quit writing shitty songs.
He's the one to talk.
My counter argument, I don't even care if you play Guitar Hero or real guitar or not. My counter argument is somebody should decapitate Chad Kroeger from Nickelback. He needs to die.
At
the very least, I'll settle for a truce. All I ask is that he quits writing the same song over and over again.
Terrible.
I would like to punch him in the man junk. I would like to physically remove his testicles with my bare hands.
Was it Nickelback where they took the two songs and put them side by side?
Yeah. And then when the next album came out, they took one of the songs on that and laid it over those two and did three at once, and it still worked.
Wow.
Yeah.
They're hacks. They're fucking hacks. They have a formula that works,
and people
are stupid.
And if you're listening to this podcast, sir, Nickelback, sir, we challenge you
burn
to a
in
duel.
Hell.
No.
Do we should totally get him together with
let's get him
Scott,
down here.
Scott, what's his last
Staff?
Name?
Creed.
Yeah.
Scott Staff.
Oh God.
Yes.
That would be the apocalypse.
They can have the worst super group ever.
Oh my! They could have it. I would actually listen.
No.
But it's like when the two trains are on one track going towards each other at the same time,
and you stand in the middle.
No. You stand to one side, but you watch. And you want to be close enough where there's still like the danger
Lord.
Of death.
Actually, the shrapnel just cuts you in half.
But so, it's worth the danger. Is that what you're saying?
Totally.
You
got to risk it.
Is that when you're throwing a shoe at the beehive?
It's the only way.
The wasp pipe.
Yeah.
You're like, I'll take that fucker down, but this is awfully dangerous.
You got to be willing to take the chance. You know,
it's
the only way I can get off anymore.
I would also let him be killed with a beehive.
Oh, what?
Or wasps.
Listen to Creed.
Wait. You're didn't into like bee porn and like wasp porn. I'm not under sure where you're going.
I forgot where
we're. Right, we're doing.
Isn't
the talk
that
over.
How Nicolas Cage died? In
we're
that
doing
one
the talk
movie?
Over thing again.
Huh? Talk over.
We gotta stop talking over each other. I've been getting complaints about that people can't hear what we're saying because we're talking over each other so much.
I wonder if you could mix this down into like stereo and just pick two people on one and two people on the other, so that people could selectively mute one channel when they were just trying to listen.
Wow. I'd put all three of us on one and you on the right side and be like, you can turn
Sweet.
Josh off. Just do it.
If you did that, I would talk. Continue. I would filibuster this motherfucker.
Filibuster. Wow.
Podcast filibuster. That's the name of the episode. The filibuster.
And Josh wins.
Next question. Let's see. I actually haven't read all of these. Oh, God. See, I feel bad because this guy says, I'm a longtime reader, first-time listener, but he asked a question that we've gotten four times. Though, this is actually a good one. The second part. If you actually had to kill Josh for any reason, how would you go about doing it without getting caught?
I don't remember having done that yet. That's a good one.
I don't remember you having done that yet.
So murdering Josh on the real.
Wouldn't be that hard. Because all I have to do is, like...
Well, you know, they're not going to... Oh, no, I can't talk about that.
I would set up his kitchen as if he tried to make a meal and it just went wrong.
Oh, wow, that's a good one.
Damn it. I like that one.
See, but depending on where my loyalty's laid, if the police brought me in for questioning, I'd be like, Josh doesn't own tomato sauce. Josh doesn't own anything but peanut butter and bread.
No, this is all wrong. In the letter, he would be like, "Dear diary, tonight I'm going to try something different. I'm going to go out and get the things needed to make this."
You'd have to post that on LiveJournal first then.
Oh, sure,
you have to hack into his LiveJournal.
Yeah, I would tweet.
You would have to
fucking Weekend at Bernie's that bullshit and take pictures of me like live blogging.
I'm cooking
because that would be such a fucking extravagant experiment. I would have to catalog every step of it.
Of his LiveJournal posts is: I put all the silverware and the knives in the oven with a can of Pam. I think that's going to get them clean. And then when the cops find him, every knife he owns is stabbed into his chest. And there's like scorch marks around the oven.
And then I would just put like, I'd make a tweet on his account and just put like, oh, fell.
On knife.
Like,
ow.
Dinner didn't go so well.
I fell on 200 knives. Wait, are you dictating? Are you actually typing?
It actually says that.
The castle. Maybe he was dictating. I can't ask their next question.
What's their next question?
Wait, is this the one that I can't ask? Let's see. This is maybe, Eli, you're not going to answer this, but I'm going to ask you anyway. Just say pass if you want to. Eli, what do you think about the supposed casualification of the gaming industry and how it affects hardcore gamers? I don't mean Nintendo specifically. I mean the new Xbox update, all three companies shifting focus away from original target audience.
I don't see anything wrong with that. I think the hardcore need to get over it because their genre will still be there for them. As far, like, there's a greater number for casual gamers now that any business would be retarded to not adapt towards, like, casualification.
Like, that's a fucked up word.
To ignore that potential audience.
Yeah, because, like, you know, you've got...
I don't think there's anything special about being a hardcore gamer. I think everyone that thinks, game is for gamers, should shut the fuck up.
You know what, Joel?
Oh.
Fuck you.
Oh, shit.
What?
I'm kidding.
That's why I said
that. I know you don't think that.
That's why I was saying that. Those people will still have their things, and if they want to spend, like, ridiculous amounts of money to, like, dude, the new, like... blah, 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 drive with the, you know, 6 event port, you know, whatever graphics card that costs more than my 4 tires just came in.
Well, that was a weird analogy.
If you want to do that.
Where are we going with this?
If you want to do that and stay
Did you put spinners on your
gamer,
computer?
If you want to be a hardcore gamer and want to do that, that's fine. Go ahead. But, you know, the rest of the world doesn't have that to spend. They're casual.
One thing that I've learned... growing up and being a slightly more mature geek than I was as a teenager is that the geek tendency for everything to be exclusive is just wrong. What? You're learning guitar? I know guitar. Fuck you. I've been doing it for 2 years more. And that kind of shit. Like, no, everyone should get to do whatever the fuck they want. And don't consider, like, I was playing D&D 20 years ago. These new kids don't know shit.
Well, like, it's kind of funny because I don't think people think like that anymore. Like, I really don't hear that very much
anymore. I think what he's saying, though, is that's the mentality of the quote-unquote hardcore gamer.
No, and that's fine. That's what I'm saying.
Games are about killing people and being hardcore and talking shit on Xbox Live. Not about fishing with little furry animals.
No, it's fine. And if they want to think that...
that sounds like fun. Where do I get that?
Animal Crossing.
If they want to think that it's still there for them. And if they want to spend extreme amount of money to do it, it's there.
I'm saying they should stop thinking that, though.
It's their problem. Like, it's the hardcore gamer... that doesn't want to be casual, but sorry, but that's where things are going.
To me, it's the exact same thing as, like, the hardcore indie rock guy that's like, oh, you've heard of this band? I have to stop listening to them. Like, there's nothing more annoying
to me than that. The only thing I really have to say about that, my only hope is that the casual gaming increases the size of the audience and actually turns on these people to, like, actual games.
Well, what do you consider an actual game, though?
I consider 95% of everything on the Wii to not be an actual game.
Yeah, that is...
They're toys. They're kids' toys, sure. But I'm saying...
A toy is a good word for that.
But that's a failed system. I mean...
Do you think that you have to... The Wii... You know what the Wii is more like? The Wii is more like... What was the family computer? Not the Famicom, but...
Coleco?
Was it Coleco? That it was like, you can type on it, but you can also play a game.
Like, yay!
And it, to me, that's what... The Wii is more like a children to young kid... family entertainment system.
It is sort of an appliance.
It's more like a toaster with buttons.
It's a way to get parents involved and the extreme casual gamer.
It's a modern day
Coleco. The girlfriend that doesn't want to play games, but then it's like, but hey, we can do this Wii tennis. Yeah.
But
and that's all that system's for.
And for some people, you know, it's basically like giving a 3-year-old crayons, and you're like, dude, go for it, man. Fuck the lines, it doesn't matter. But,
right.
But at some point, I would hope that those people kind of realize that, like, Rembrandt painted some fucking amazing shit, and your crayons look terrible.
You can't fuck up my save game on the Wii, because I'm not playing anything on it.
So. Hey-o!
I think they will, and it'll take some time.
I think
they'll come back around.
I think a lot of people will make the transition to...
Are you talking in the right part of the mic?
I don't know.
I was actually trying to make sure that
Hello.
Was.
I can hear myself just fine. Talk
on the other side real quick.
Hello.
Yeah, no. He's got the right side. He's good.
Yeah, that recording thing the other time was still your fault because
Whatever,
you
dude.
Could all hear me talk, which
Whatever,
means the
dude.
Problem was on your
Moving
side.
On.
Oh, my
so.
God.
But yeah, to finish what Josh was saying there, I do believe that when the audience gets big enough, and I think it will at
I'm
some
eating
point,
the last thing.
People will go like, well, hey, now that you play games for at least 12 hours a week,
yeah.
which is a lot for a casual gamer, then they say... Hey, you should try out, like, Assassin's Creed.
Yeah.
You should
hey,
try out
check this out.
This
it's got two
that.
Thumbsticks.
I
know
will,
it's scary.
I will
but.
Say this, though. For me personally, being somewhere in between, and because my audience, my particular taste in games is not currently being offered, really, in any way.
What's your taste in games? I don't even know.
Above Wii and below 360.
Xbox!
Actually, the last system I played every day was the original Xbox.
All you want is a burnout machine.
And, yes. Shit is
That's
so
it.
Complicated. I don't give a fuck about online play. I don't care about co-op. I don't care about seeing that my friends are online.
Oh, I was going to say, I'd be interested in watching you play Mirror's Edge, but then I realize you'll throw up.
I watched him play.
You'll throw up all over yourself.
Not a pleasant experience. Blurg. Mirror's Edge comes close to just conceptually.
It's
not that
simple.
I want to play it, but it's like it's not that, oh, this is too hard. It's
I
that
think,
it's too much. You're asking too much of my time as an adult with responsibilities. I've got other stuff to be concerned about. I really do want to be able to pick this up and put it down in 20 minutes, but I don't necessarily want it to be stupid.
You just want to send a sports car into the side of a semi and blow up the big gas tank.
Burnout was the epitome of what I consider, Burnout 3, what I consider to be an adult casual game. Because, like, everything on the Wii is too childish for me to give a shit about, but I do want there to be something that I can pick up, put down... Not be concerned or like when games started causing me stress, I was like, what the fuck is this? Like,
but that's the whole point of like,
I like
the industry.
It depends on the type
I know,
of
I hate
if
that.
We don't, if
that's
we
why
don't,
I'm not the good.
If we don't do that,
it.
Then we're not doing our job right. Yeah. Like, if you can't like get somebody to be like, oh man,
and
that whole sequence was intense.
The best part of Burnout was, you know, if you got like a really tight race going or you're trying to do like the single player, like beat all the challenges and stuff, like the difficulty is what. You know, makes me want to go in further and like say I did that. Like, if it didn't cause me stress and I didn't have
no,
to try,
I don't
it wasn't
I'm
worth it.
I'm not saying no adrenaline. I'm saying like, God damn it, I have to fucking track back
I kind
40
of,
yards and press another
I
button.
I actually kind of agree with Joel on
oh,
this.
Oh, actually,
I'm
if
afraid.
That's what you're talking about, then I'm right there with you.
And that's, I don't mean hard or difficulty, I mean complicated.
Right.
Like the Tony Hawk franchise.
Oh, God.
Tony
Fuck
Hawk
that.
1.
Oh, God.
Great. Tony Hawk 2, perfect. 3 through 100, bullshit.
Hey.
Let's just make it...
Three was still
three
good
was
people.
Pretty solid.
I didn't like it.
Four is where it...
They really,
four is where it fell off a cliff.
Four went crazy nuts, but three was even too much for
three,
me.
Three was pretty right on. And
too
I think
many
was,
achievements.
I think it was because of their levels were really good.
They were the right size.
Like, the airport was awesome.
Yeah.
Achievements is what destroyed games for me.
Oh,
online
my
play,
God, I love achievements so much. My dick is so big. Oh,
okay,
my God.
Okay, if that is where the question is for casualification is achievements, then that's an interesting and totally different topic because I'm one of those people who don't care about achievements, but Josh's dick gets huge when.
Oh,
like,
my God, it's so big.
But they also also make those like you're really not really experiencing the game as we intended.
No, but that's marketing. That's
that
marketing making you think.
Yeah,
that. Because like when you play Hell's Highway, if you don't find all the Kilroys, doesn't really matter. Like, I mean, they're in sneaky places that you got to go and find them. But
guess who found all of them?
Well, yeah. This gee, I wonder why.
But I put some of them.
That doesn't.
Got two thumbs.
That doesn't.
And
that
is gay.
That absolutely has nothing to do with your experience. Yeah, like not yeah. one piece. Not
no,
one.
I actually think those detract from the experience.
I'm saying that
they do. Actually, they do cause you to not play the game well because you're like fucking looking every little crevice for achievements
bullshit.
When you should be just enjoying the game.
That's why, like Tony Hawk, I would put Tony Hawk on free play and play it for an hour straight and have a blast. But as soon as it's like, you really need to jump off this ramp and get 100 million points before you can really get the next tape. And I'm like, fuck you. I don't care.
You just weren't good enough.
The fun should be the playing.
Hardcore casual.
The actual playing.
Right. Shit.
The actual, like the Mario. The event of playing Mario is fun. Not completing the levels. The actual play is fun.
Right, but at the same time, like, as many times as Tony Hawk said, like, hey, see the secret tape? It's right up there. You gotta fucking do some ridiculous shit to get to it.
One and two did it perfectly. It was just enough.
Yeah, but if it weren't for the... I still think three did it. Three was the peak for
maybe.
Me. It was that series. Because I like a little more challenge
also
because
you worked on it, but...
I played that game before we worked on it.
This is such the hardcore of it, like... Well, you're not playing it.
I'm just saying, though, you're not doing it right. They're not marketing games to me.
You don't know how to kickflip into an ollie.
I fall through all the slots. Like I'm
games are dead to you.
Yeah, they get it. I don't play anymore because of that. They're either too casual or too complicated. And I had such high hopes for the Wii.
There'll be another point where it'll begin. I think it'll begin to make another surge because they'll realize that we tapped into the casual market and we're doing a good job, but we could do a hell of a lot better because there are still a lot of people who are like, too much work.
Yeah.
Still too much work.
Yeah, you're literally, like, I don't like the fact that people go, what? This game only took 60 hours. And I'm like,
okay, I have never said that.
Whatever. I don't know how long games
take.
Oh,
my God.
The fact that it's supposed to provide a finite amount of entertainment is why I don't like games. Like Mario, I could sit down right now and play it straight through and I would have a blast. And
then you would start over and do it again.
And have a blast that time, too.
And it's, Mario 3 has never not been fun for me.
No, always.
I've played it on my phone. I've played it on...
I've played it on
like 18 different phones.
Yeah.
On pretty much every computer I've ever owned. Anything that had a screen and buttons. I think I could play it on my fucking digital camera if I tried hard enough.
Well...
And I would still enjoy it.
So that's the end of podcast number 37.
Woo, that was a short one.
Yeah, for you. So we will be moving into the post-show. This week's post-show topics are the 15 worst movies that made the most money and comic book pilots that, or comic book shows that only made it to pilot and were typically terrible. You can get access to the post-shows by visiting vault.hijinxandsue.com, make a small donation and get access for the whole month, or do a subscription and get it always along with desktop wallpapers, secret art, behind-the-scenes stuff, and other good content. You'll also be keeping Hijinks and Sue alive since I need your delicious monies. Also visit hijinksandsuestore.com, pick up a shirt, a print, look hopefully soon for books. I'm working on that now. And Joel from hijinksandsue.com is actively seeking freelance illustration work. So hit me up, email me, comics@hijinksandsue.com if you know of anybody that might be interested in my portfolio. Is at hijinksandsue.com/portfolio. Thanks for hanging out. Thanks for the live chatters, for listening live and talking and being there.
Peace out.
Good night, Kevin.
You've taught me the meaning of love.
And just a quick shout out. Want to thank Neil for writing this song.
Wait, Neil Johnson?
Yeah.
Is this...
What?
We'll discuss.
Okay, is this post-show? Okay.
What band is this?
It's Neil Johnson and the Neil Johnson.
Neil Johnsonettes?
Yeah.
Neil and the Johnsons.
We'll discuss.
Wait,
we'll discuss.
Neil's Leggett, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, okay. We'll I like Neil.
What?
Are you kidding? Wow, that's great. This is like half a chord away from being a Sex Pistols song.
Or Ramones song.
Same difference. Whatever. It's all noise.
What? That was the best night of my life, Black Dynamite. Bitches better stay quiet. Other bitches gonna wake up.